WrestleMania.com.
Welcome to the Rats WrestleMania Preview.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
Several years ago, your father messed up big time. And who was there to save the day? Me. So this is what happened, because you don't know. Your father and I, we cut ourselves a little deal. I never lost my place in line. Oh, well, actually, I understand this is a tough pill for you to swallow, and believe me, it's a tough spot. But you don't know what you don't know. But know this. The reason you've been able to climb so high thus far is because I let it happen.
Preposterous, Dad. Tell me this isn't true.
Just let me have a word with James.
Is it true?
There's some truth to it.
It's all true.
You know what it was, Stephanie? At the time, it was best for business.
Come on, what's it all about? I've got my checkbook. What you want your cash, you gotta name your price.
This isn't about money. This is about legacy.
So what do you really want? If it's not about money, come on, Shano, what is it, huh?
I want control of Monday Night Raw.
I'll make you a little deal, is what I'll do. I'll give you what you want. How's that?
What's the catch?
Well, there's not really a catch. I'll give you what you want as long as you have one match, one night. And you win your match, you get your wish.
Well, this certainly won't be my first deal with the devil. You got a deal.
And the place and the time is going to be WrestleMania. And your opponent is going to be The Undertaker. Oh, by the way, just so you can't take your ball and run home like you have before, this match will be in Hell in a Cell.
There is no shield that can protect Dean Ambrose from the wrath of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar not only deserves to be in the main event, Brock Lesnar is the main event. Triple H, you think you're the main event when Brock Lesnar is on the card? Roman Reigns is the main event when Brock Lesnar is on the card? And it's all because of this Dean Ambrose. He's like these kids, these parkour kids that everybody thinks is so cool and so rebellious. My client, Brock Lesnar, needs a new WrestleMania opponent. So this is fair warning to any member in that locker room anywhere in the world that wants to step up. Go to the hospital tonight and visit the barely breathing Dean Ambrose and ask him what happens when you earn the wrath of Brock Lesnar.
Hey, Brock, kiss my ass. I told you I'm indestructible, and you're going to find that out the hard way. I want Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. No holds barred. Street fight.
A savage beating by Triple H. And finally, a number of officials making their way to ringside to try to separate Triple H.
Roman Reigns' nose is splattered all over his face.
Because Roman Reigns is one of those one in a million athletes.
That is so good, he can turn his dreams into a reality. Roman Reigns is so good that he was able to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion for all of 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
This WrestleMania will not be my last. Now I know Shane McMahon is gonna fight for his legacy until he draws his last breath. but WrestleMania is my yard. Hell in a Cell is my house.
Undertaker, this Sunday at WrestleMania, you and I are going to rip each other apart. Both you and I are going to control our own personal destiny. The difference is I'm fighting to win, and you're fighting not to lose. You may be my father's instrument of destruction, but I am the instrument of change here in the WWE, and we're going to leave hell in the rearview mirror for all of the WWE fans that deserve better, because I will be in control of Monday Night Raw. And if I have to cement my legacy by destroying yours, then that's what I have to do.
You need to watch your mouth, bitch boy. You don't get to talk about my legacy.
Let me take you back to WrestleMania 2 years ago. Your legacy died.
You know, Shane, you're just like your old man. And it figures, seeing how from the very day that you were born, you've been your daddy's bitch.
With your host, Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to my friends over at Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
One in a million, huh? One in a million?
That was perfect. That was so perfect. That worked out just like I thought it was going to work out. It was amazing.
A team effort.
Yes, on that intro. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our WrestleMania spectacular. Yes, it is here. It's finally wrestling Christmas, because I want to make sure we get all the holidays in there. It's basically our Super Bowl, our biggest event of the year for wrestling. Everybody's super excited for it. We have so much to talk about tonight. This is going to be an epically long show because we are talking about the Hall of Fame, we are talking about WrestleMania, and we are talking about NXT TakeOver Dallas tonight. All three in the next 3 days. Oh my god. It's WrestleCon. It's a wrestling con.
Well, there
it's amazing.
Is. Well, there actually is a WrestleCon.
That, yes, actually, but it's...
Go ahead.
But it was a wrestling con before there was WrestleCon.
This is very, very true. By the way, you can interact with us live at wildtalkradio.com, at gerwick.net. You can tweet us at wildtalkradio, at rackradioshow, at Lynn's Ward. And we should mention off the top, coming up in this latter half of the show, we will be joined by a guest star.
Yes, we are joined from WrestleTalk Radio, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, normally 11 p.m. on a pay-per-view night. The one, the only, the end-all, be-all, the Omega. So we are super excited to have him joining us. He's talking all things NXT with us. That's going to be so much fun. Y'all don't want to miss it, but I say we jump. Well, actually, before we jump into the Hall of Fame, we need to let people know about the contest. We should probably fill them in just one more time in this segment.
In this segment. I was going to say, in this segment, and to talk about what Lamanza is talking about in chat, we'll discuss that. We'll get to that here in a little while. But yes, to join us in the WTR Pick'em Challenge, the WrestleMania Pick'em Challenge, presented by DK Publishing, because they are giving us a prize to give away to you, the people. The prize is what, Lindsay?
The prize is the brand new John Cena book, Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect. It is a beautiful coffee table book presented by DK Publishing. It chronicles the life and career of John Cena, and it even has a little wristband. It's a nice, nice book. We are proud to be able to offer this to you guys and give it away. So if you'd like to enter, all you have to do is submit your picks for WrestleMania only. You don't have to pick Takeover. You don't have to pick anything else. Just WrestleMania proper. And how can they get us those picks, Rock? I'm going to try and get through this. I'm not as good at the plugs as he is. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can Tumblr us if you know our Tumblrs. You don't know our Tumblrs, you don't want to know our Tumblrs. You can also email us media@wildtalkradio.com. You can submit those picks up until 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Correct.
When you send us those picks, we also need your name and a way to contact you. Email is fine, but if you know, for whatever reason, you don't check your email a lot, you're not sure, give us an alternate way to contact you just so we can reach out to you, because basically the way this is going to work is if we contact you, we don't hear anything back within a certain amount of time, we're going to go on to the next person that won, because we will know the results relatively quickly. So,
because we have tiebreakers, and there's a bunch of tiebreakers, and we'll give you two of them later in the show when we talk about this pay-per-view. Yes, she mentioned all the ways. You can tweet us at Rack Radio Show and on the Facebook there as well. So get us all in, send us your picks. You can win a book. Hustle, loyalty, respect, the world
and
of John Cena.
One more disclaimer. If you're in the United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, or Canada, shipping is free. If you are outside of the United States and those other countries that I mentioned, we're going to have to get together and discuss shipping. So picking is open to anybody. If you want to just submit picks for any and all of the shows and you don't want the book, that's fine. Just go ahead and put on the book, put in your email, hey, or I don't want the book, and we won't put you in the contest.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
But if you want the book, you got to pay the shipping, because it's a big book and it costs a lot of money. So
only for Europe and the rest of the world, because shipping is expensive.
Yes.
We'll talk about it. We'll work it out.
It'll be all cool. Don't worry about it.
We'll take care of it. But now we're going to jump into the Hall of Fame, brought to you by PWMania.com, our good friends over there, because got to get all those plugs in. And we're just going to kind of go over the Hall of Fame class for 2016 real quick. We're going to let you know who we're looking forward to seeing. Obviously, we have one of my people that I'm happy to see, because as I sit in Cobb County, Georgia right now, the hometown boy for me.
You got to do it right here in Cobb County, Georgia. Yeah!
Right here in Cobb County, Georgia. Ding!
Got to do the thumbs up. Yeah!
I did the thumbs up. You can't see me doing the thumbs up, but I did the thumbs up.
Okay, good.
The Big Boss Man is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He will be inducted by Slick, and it is assumed or guessed that his family is probably accepting on his behalf, or Slick is doing the acceptance. I'm not sure who.
You would assume family.
I would guess family.
Someone. Someone will be there accepting on the behalf of the Big Boss Man. No, that has not been announced yet.
It has not been determined. Stan Hansen is being inducted by Vader.
It's time. It's Vader time.
Am I the only one thinking he's going to wear the mask with the tux?
It is what he's done before.
Would not be surprised.
It has happened before.
God, coffee nut M&Ms. Ew, gross. Chili nut. Ew. Sorry, TV. Got distracted. Yeah, but fully expect the mask with the tux. Jacqueline is being inducted by the Dudley's boys, which should be some fun.
That actually should be a lot of fun, honestly.
I expect some shenanigans there.
Because they're good friends, that's why she's being inducted by them.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And then one I'm personally looking forward to for two reasons. Because one is the Freebirds, and I want to see what Michael Hayes wears, because we've been talking about it for weeks. And two, I want to hear New Day's speech, because New Day is inducting the Freebirds. I can only imagine what is going to happen.
Yeah. There are no words to describe that. That's going to be fun. We'll just put that out there. That's going to be fun.
Followed by The Godfather being inducted by the APA. I need to see this. Need to see. This is going to be amazing.
Again, I can't add on to that. Yeah.
Just good choice. Good call. Godfather and APA. Sold. I'm in. Three of my most favorites right there. I'm good.
Damn.
And finally, to cap off the fun, because you can't have fun without Flair, inducting Sting will be Ric Flair.
You can't have fun without Flair. Really? Did you really just say that?
Yes, I did. Reason we can't have nice things.
Right there. It's one of the many reasons. Anyway, no, Blair telling stories in a PG environment about Sting. That should be fun.
Oh, this is not going to be PG. They're going to try. They're going to try really, really, really hard. Mm-hmm. But, Rick, yeah, no, this is not going to be PG. I can't, and I just, yeah. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The celebrity will be Snoop Dogg, which I would assume Sasha is inducting.
Yeah, I would guess Sasha's doing that one since that's her uncle.
And the Warrior Award goes to Joan London, which will be presented by Dana Warrior. That'll be the Teary Award of the night.
Yeah, that'll be the kick to the feels.
Yeah. If you didn't watch the Daniel Bryan special, that's a kick to the feels.
But it will not be as difficult as it was last year. Last year was just incredibly heartbreaking and uplifting, and you just sat there and cried for 20 minutes because they did Connor last year, and we all were like, oh god, here it comes. Here it comes!
Pretty much that's how that one went, yeah.
And it was like, Brian did his speech, and that hurt, and then the father came out. Or actually, no, Dana Warrior did her speech, and then I think Brian came out, and then the father came out, and then he brought the little brother out, and it was just like, oh my god, stop! It feels overload!
Right. Apparently,
I cannot do this.
Apparently, there's legacy awards that are going to be presented. I don't know if they're being presented, but people are being inducted from a legacy standpoint as well into the Hall of Fame. That's a rumor going around right now. There's a bunch of names from a long time ago being inducted.
Dude, where is Jim Johnston's induction?
1 year. He could get the Warrior Award 1 year. You never know.
No, not the Warrior Award. He should not get the Warrior Award. He deserves to go into the Hall of Fame. He is created some of the most iconic wrestling themes ever. That man deserves to be in there. Plus, we've never really seen him, so...
Kind of.
Cypher that one time on Total Divas, so...
Well, he's done a few YouTube videos.
I know, but that, you know, he's very, very elusive.
He is very elusive. But at the Hall of Fame this Saturday, live on the WWE Network at 8 p.m. Eastern, preceded by the Hall of Fame red carpet, hosted by Maria Menounos and Byron Saxton.
Oh, that should be interesting.
That's at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Gotta see what everybody's wearing!
Who are you wearing?
I want Bray on the red carpet.
One other quick WWE WrestleMania-ish note surrounds a Hall of Famer, Dusty Rhodes. They unveiled the Dusty Rhodes statue at Access today, which looked pretty good.
Pretty good. I need to see the face. You couldn't really see the face all that well.
Yeah, you need to see a clear shot of the face. It looks like it's a very 70s photo they used of Dusty Rhodes to make that statue.
Yeah, it's a younger Dusty Rhodes.
A younger sure. American queen, baby. Not that polka dot.
Yeah, not the polka dots, thank God.
Not the polka dot. So Kevin Owens had a sad one when that was a reveal and stuff.
It was adorable.
It really, really was. I think that's all the WrestleMania notes off the top of my head that has been announced, as we'll get into other things as we go along, but I say it's time to get into the WrestleMania preview.
Alright, well, we are going to jump into WrestleMania Part 1 because it's so big we have to split it in half. And just because it saves everybody from us sitting here spending an hour on the entire show before we take a break.
That said... We should tell people the show will start at 5 p.m. for the kickoff show because they're doing at least three matches on the kickoff.
You're doing at least three matches on the kickoff, and also don't forget, SportsCenter is going to be there live, so they are going to have coverage there all day on ESPN. The first hour of the pre-show is on USA.
No. The second hour of the kickoff is on it. From 6 to 7 is on the USA Network. 5 to 6 is WWE Network only.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 5 to 6 is WWE Network only. 6 to 7 is USA, and then the show goes live at 7.
Only on the WWE Network.
So if you're wanting to get dinner, plan accordingly.
She's directing that at me.
Yeah, it's at him. And me too. Because I always order barbecue for WrestleMania. I have to go get it early this year because apparently they're doing matches on the pre-show. And they're doing them, I think, at 5.
One starts at 5:30. That I know for sure.
Yeah, it's right back in Kalisto, isn't it?
Yes, and the other two matches will be during the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and the Battle Royal has been moved back onto the main show.
As of like a day or so ago. That could change.
Yeah, anything can change, but there's definitely a match at 5:30, so everybody, plan accordingly. So up first, we have Team Total Divas taking on Team Bad and Blonde.
I like the name Team Bad and Blonde.
Yeah, it's good. So, representing Team Total Divas, you have Paige, Alicia Fox, Natty, Eva Marie, and making her final WrestleMania appearance, Brie Bella, taking on Naomi, Tamina, Summer Rae, Emma, and Lana, who's making her WrestleMania in-ring debut.
Not sure where to start on this one. One, you got the Brie Bella final WrestleMania match. You have Eva Marie being a part of the team, which, if you look at this, since they started calling them Team Total Divas, you had to kind of figure Eva was going to be one of them, not Bayley. It's going to be amusing, as LeMann says. Oh my god, Eva Marie's going to get booed out of the building as well. Yes.
Yeah.
100,000 people. Boo.
I saw an interesting fan theory regarding Eva Marie.
Okay.
And I don't remember who said it, so I apologize if I forgot your name. I don't remember your name. That basically was, Eva is the ultimate corporate opportunist. Where she's not doing this for Team Total Divas because she could give a crap about the other girls, and the other girls could clearly give a crap about her. It's an opportunity to be seen on the grandest stage of them all, to come up from NXT and kind of go for that brass ring and show how much she's improved and really prove her worth to the company and to management in hopes that she can move up.
Interesting theory.
So it's not, because everybody was complaining that Eva's a heel in NXT, and that's what spawned this. Is, well, Eva's a heel in NXT, why is she on the face team? Well, Eva's not trying to be a face, Eva's just taking advantage of an opportunity, and let's be realistic. The Naomi was on Total Divas, but she's on the opposite team, so you can't use her. Cameron is down in NXT, and
Rosa,
Nikki's hurt.
Nikki's hurt, and Rosa had a baby.
Just had a baby. So any other Total Divas cast members, they're really not available to do this match, unless you're going to bring Cameron up from NXT to do it, and she's not even on the show anymore. So it's, they had no choice but to go with Eva on this one, because they decided to do Team Total Divas.
This is very true. I like that Summer Rae and Natty get to get spotlighted on the show. I like that Emma got called up to be a part of this, because she's been working really, really hard to reinvent herself back down in NXT. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that she gets the chance, whether it's a minute or two in the ring, just to be there. That's a good thing for her. Paige is Paige, and you know, Eva Marie's a heel. Alicia Fox is all, you know, back and forth, like the Big Show. Depending on the time of the month, she's either a face or a heel.
I think they all are pretty much back and forth, with the exception of Natty.
Yeah, yeah. And Team Bad for right now, yeah.
Yeah, and Team Bad.
Seeing what Lana can do, probably very limited, probably a spin kick or two. It's intriguing in some matters. It's not going to be a very long match, but it's cool to see all the girls get at least an opportunity, especially Natty, who's been on the sideline for a while, gets her chance to be in the match.
I just like the fact that there are two women's matches on this show. We're getting a Divas title match, and the Divas title match is going to be a big deal. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But we're also featuring 10 of the girls, 10 of the other divas on the show. And it's not a battle royal. It's an actual 5-on-5. I'm thrilled that all these women are getting the opportunity to shine, that they're getting on the show. I love this. I think it's great for them. I'm sure they're super excited, because you can imagine going from they all fight to get on WrestleMania, if they're lucky, to get a match, only to have it canceled, to now they're being featured on the show.
I agree.
Or, well, not featured, but they're on WrestleMania.
They're on WrestleMania. That's the big deal. So who you got?
Honestly, I'm going with Team Total Divas. I understand it's Lana's in-ring debut, but Lana is not going to be a full-time worker. And this is Brie's last WrestleMania appearance. She's retiring the next night on Raw. This will likely be her last match. So I say Brie gets the win and goes out on top.
Brie pins Summer.
Oh, we're getting specific.
I went specific on my pick. Brie pins Summer. The 8-Ball agrees. Total Divas win at WrestleMania.
Just to give the feel-good moment.
Just to give the feel-good moment.
Up next, we have the Usos taking on the Dudley Boys. Did we do this last year?
No, because Devon didn't. Devon wasn't there till SummerSlam. And neither was Bubba. Bubba showed up for a Rumble, then disappeared for 7 months.
Oh, right. That was the New Age Outlaws. Never mind. My bad.
Oh, you didn't. Then that was 2 years ago.
I know, but it just, I couldn't remember. It's like, wait, didn't we just do this?
Anyway, Usos and the Dudleys. A battle without tables. Surprised it's not a tables match, but I guess we'll get that at some point. Not much to say about this one. It's a decent build, and I know the Dudleys are trying to sort of show they're not a nostalgia act. I guess this is their way of doing it. I don't know. Who you got? I'm still deciding. Who you got? Like, I want to say the Usos because it's a pre-show, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's a flip of the coin on this one because it's like, either team can win, either team can lose. It's a match. It's a match
and show. Who went over when they met last? Who beat up who?
I don't know. Because I don't remember them actually having a tag match.
Didn't the Dudleys beat up the Usos?
Maybe.
Because they beat up Roman. I think, you know, honestly, I think they're going to give the win to the Usos. I honestly don't remember anything about this feud, and I feel really bad saying that. But I don't remember anything about it. I think it's just going to be a quick little match, and I say that family honor outweighs everything, and the Usos win.
I'm going to be different. I'm going to say the Dudley Boys.
Okay.
Magic 8-Ball says Usos. I just, I don't know, part of me sees the Dudleys winning just to probably extend the feud a little bit. I don't know. It makes sense. Yeah, just go with it. Dudley Boys.
Alrighty, well, up next, we have the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla taking on the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, in his WrestleMania debut.
That's a phrase, you know? AJ Styles, WrestleMania debut. That's a phrase.
That sounds so weird. It's awesome, but it's so weird to say, because it's like, again, he was the face of TNA for 10 years, and then he left. Now he's back on WWE.
He's now on WWE in a high-profile match with Chris Jericho. These men have fought 3 times beforehand. Both were faces at the time. This time, Chris Jericho gets to play the part of the heel in this match, so that should change the dynamic of this match completely going in, because Chris Jericho works really well as a heel. This has the chance of stealing the show.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the matches that has a chance of stealing the show.
One of the matches, yes, because there are a lot of matches on the show that have a chance to outright steal the show. Chris Jericho is the veteran performer. AJ Styles is the WWE rookie, not an actual rookie, but a WWE rookie, looking for his big WrestleMania moment. Go back to WrestleMania 29. Fandango got his WrestleMania moment by beating Chris Jericho. My gut tells me this win by AJ Styles at WrestleMania will be a little bit more impactful than the Fandango win, because Jericho would eventually get his wins back on Fandango going forward, and that sort of stopped the Fandango train.
Permanently.
Permanently. Except for when Lindsay makes it haunt me in my sleep.
Don't.
Now it's probably gonna be stuck in my head. I should never said a word. Anyway, these two will have a really good match. I think it's very clear that AJ Styles is gonna win this one. I think that's obvious. What do you think?
I would agree with that. I say AJ goes over. Jericho's part time. He's probably gonna go on vacation after this.
Nope.
You don't think so?
He's sticking around a little bit longer.
I still say AJ wins. It makes no sense to have him lose in his WrestleMania debut, because at least this is, I think, the blow off for this feud.
It better be, because as much as I love seeing these two fight each other, I want to see AJ fight other people.
Yeah, I need AJ to move on, I need Jericho to move on, and I just need them to kind of separate for a while to give this some breathing room before they come back together. But I would agree. I say AJ wins.
And man, yeah, you would think they would finish it with the Styles Clash, but that's sort of not his finish in WWE right now. He can do the move, but that's not the finish. But I could see it being the finish of this one. The phenomenal forearm is not going to put away Chris Jericho. Just gonna point that one out. It may put out a Heath Slater or Curtis Axel or a Fandango or a Bo Dallas, but it's not going to put out a Chris Jericho. No, Jericho kicked out of the move, at Fastlane. Then they went to the Calf Killer. 8-Ball says AJ, go ahead.
Sick move.
Yeah. 8-Ball says, AJ Styles as well.
Okay. Alright. So, moving on. On from that, we have the battle for tag team supremacy, because I can talk, New Day versus the League of Nations. This has been a fun feud.
This stuff that was done on Twitter was the best part of this feud.
Yeah. And it never hit TV. That's what's really sad.
They tried too hard on TV, but if they actually did the backstage skit with that they did on Twitter, on TV, this would have been a really memorable feud. While they did their shtick on television, it just didn't have the same impact as the stuff on Twitter did, at least for me and Lindsay. League of Nations is an interesting group of four men. You have Rusev, you have Sheamus, you have Bad News Barrett, and you have Alberto Del Rio. Sheamus, 4 months ago, was the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Let's think about that for a second. He was the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And now he's in a 4-on-3 handicap match at WrestleMania.
Poor Sheamus.
Bad News Barrett's on his way out. Alberto Del Rio is sort of just floating, and so is Rusev. The New Day has turned babyface in a way. Which it seems like they're trying a little too hard to be babyface. They should just be who they were. Because sometimes their shtick gets a little old because they're trying too hard. As far as this match goes, it's all about the New Day and what they do in their entrance.
Flying unicorns.
I don't know if we're going to get flying unicorns, but with the spider, you never know.
True. Yes, if you were watching SmackDown, you could see the WrestleMania set behind Renee and Byron, and it looks like a giant spider.
It really does. I'm curious to see what the New Day does in their entrance. As far as the match, this will be your basic 6-7 man match. New Day's going to go over. That's just how I sort of see it. What about you?
You know, honestly, New Day's had the belts a while.
It's not a title match.
Oh, it's not a title. Okay, it's
again,
not a title match.
That's why it says it's a battle for tag team supremacy.
For a second, I don't know why I thought it was title match.
Because
it's never mind.
Because it felt like it was going to be another title match, but it's not.
As you said, Barrett's on his way out. Del Rio's drifting. Sheamus is drifting. Rusev is drifting. The New Day is face, but they're kind of stale a little bit because it's the same old, like you said. Since it's not title, I'm going to go with the Lats.
Okay, then. I have New Day. You have the League of Nations.
If it was a title match, I would say New Day retains, but since it's not a title, you can have New Day lose because then you can continue the feud to the next pay-per-view.
Because the man is because they did 2 tag team title matches in the last 4 weeks, and New Day won both of them against the League of Nations, so it would make no sense to put the belts on the line. I know every title should be on the line at WrestleMania, but that doesn't always work. Go back in history. Every title is never always on the line at WrestleMania. A-Ball says, will the League of Nations beat the New Day? They say no, so the New Day goes over thanks to the Magic A-Ball.
Traitor.
Guarantee that's not the last time she says that tonight.
Probably not. Moving on to the pre-show match, your 5:30 special. Kalisto taking on Ryback for the U.S. Championship.
All the old people get their early day special with the Ryback and the Kalisto, and you better get there early because Ryback likes to eat.
I feel really bad for them because nobody's going to be in the stadium at 5:30. They're going to open the doors probably at 5.
Probably at 4:30, I'm assuming now.
And that's a big stadium. You have to get 100,000 people in there. I mean, good lord. Nobody's going to be there for him. It's going to suck.
Let's be honest. It's Ryback and Kalisto. You'll have 20,000 people in there by then.
I guess, but I feel bad for him, you know?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Because they're going to go out there, and they're really going to try, and they're really going to put in the effort, and then nobody's going to really see it. And you just feel bad for him because it's, oh, you tried.
You tried. You tried so hard, but it was not to be.
Yeah.
Really was not to be on that one. It doesn't add prestige to a title. It really doesn't. If you look at the way that Kalisto has been booked, it hasn't added any prestige to a title. He was booked to be weaker than Alberto Del Rio at Fastlane and somehow wound up with the belt. They actually booked
still doing him. The math on that one.
Yeah. Kalisto, if they actually booked him to be the next Rey Mysterio, because that's the way it kind of feels, then they should actually book him to be actually dominant. But they haven't just yet. Before this was made and put onto the pre-show, I was leaning towards Ryback. But now that it's on the pre-show, and it's the first match on the pre-show, I'm kind of leaning towards Kalisto.
I'm going to say they keep it on Kalisto, because I don't want to see Ryback as U.S. champion. I'm just going to be honest. past. Ryback does absolutely nothing for me. I get he's trying. I get he's working on trying to figure out what all he is, but it's just stale and boring to me, and I just don't enjoy Ryback. And it would kill me if they put a title on him. I mean, I get Kalisto, they're not doing anything with him either, but it's like at least he's a little bit more interesting than Ryback. So just for my personal preference, Kalisto's winning.
I go Kalisto, you go Kalisto, 8-Ball went Ryback.
Why must you do this?
Because the 8-Ball is a fan of the Ryback.
Fire the 8-Ball.
And his Goldberg tights.
Fire the 8-Ball.
No.
No,
because the 8-Ball actually works harder than the intern.
I don't know about that. The intern works pretty hard, just not on our stuff.
Not on our stuff. That's what I mean. 8-Ball works harder on our stuff than the intern. Damn intern. Anyway.
He's busy doing other things.
I know, he's combing Eva's hair.
Yeah, he's got to make sure she's nice and coiffed in all the right places for WrestleMania. I'll let you take that however you want it.
Purr.
Huh?
Purr.
Maybe. Anyway, moving on, because there's no good segue for that. We have what will be possibly another show stealer of the night. We're going to have Brock Lesnar taking on Dean Ambrose in a no-holds-barred street fight. I think the general expectation of this match is they are going to murder each other.
They have a weapon to do that.
I'm sure Barbie's going to be involved. I'm sure they're somehow going to figure out how to do the chainsaw.
Somehow, some way, a limb will be taken off. Someone will lose a finger or a toe. Maybe.
I don't think any appendages are coming off, but there's going to be blood in this.
There's going to be blood. I don't expect the chainsaw to be used. It'll be teased, but I don't think it'll ever be used. This is going to be good. It's going to be a bloody fight. They're going to fight up and down. Poor stage is going to be all bloody. A sparkly new stage. It's going to be all bloody. They're going to fight around the ringside. Probably go through it. One of the 7 announce tables. I don't know. Apparently this show is going to be broadcast in Japanese with Funaki calling it in Japanese.
We have a new table to christen.
I don't know if they'll actually have a ringside table, but they'll be there somewhere calling it in Japanese.
It's a street fight.
I'm just saying they could be up in the skybox. They could be up in the skybox, so I don't know if they'll actually have a table at ringside.
And that doesn't mean those two idiots can't climb up to that skybox and somebody goes through that table.
It's a long climb.
It's never stopped any of them before.
I get this. I get this a lot. That said, really going to be a really good match. Brock Lesnar's going to murder Dean Ambrose and he's going to keep getting up and up and up and up and up. And I asked this question on Sunday to the panel. Is this going to be Dean Ambrose's breakout moment?
Yes.
How come?
Because this is something that favors Dean, favors the character. It's not a wrestling match, it's a fight. The character is much more of a brawler than he really is a wrestler, although he's a very, very, very talented wrestler, not knocking that at all. This also favors Brock. Brock is more of a fighter now. He's not much of a wrestler anymore. He does the German suplexes, he'll pull a couple other moves, but all the rest of the time it's basically punch, kick, punch. So this is going to favor both men. They're going to be able to do things that they can't do in a standard match, which will help Ambrose because he can pull on that hardcore experience and really put together something special.
Right.
They can tell a very, very good story because the way that they book this is very interesting because Brock Lesnar looks at Dean like he's a fly, right? That he's not worth Brock's time. But I think Brock has this sort of odd little respect for Dean because unlike everybody else that's gone against Brock, that's acted fearless against Brock, Dean actually is. Dean doesn't care.
Correct.
Dean could give a crap about who Brock is, and he's just there to make a name for himself and make money. And I think Brock has a respect for that because that's who Brock Lesnar is. Brock doesn't give a crap about you. He doesn't give a crap about your story. He's there to get his check, to kick your butt, and go home. That's all he cares about, is money. That's it.
It's all about the money.
So I think, on some odd level, the fact that Dean is of a very similar mindset, Brock can respect that. And also, I think Dean is going to take the fight to Brock, because he keeps getting up. He doesn't back down.
Now,
even when he should, he doesn't. He just keeps fighting.
Now, on the same line, will this be a breakout moment if Dean loses?
It all depends on how they do the loss. Because there are supposed shenanigans that could happen in this with the Wyatt family, where they could attack Brock Lesnar either during the match or after the match, because it is no holds barred, so that means there isn't going to be any kind of DQ or anything. Or it's a street fight, excuse me, so no holds barred, falls count anywhere, no DQ, all that good, fun, happy stuff. So depending on how they do this, yeah, Dean can still shine. Because Dean can go out there and work at a 20-minute street fight or a 30-minute street fight, however long it's going to be. He and Brock can actually beat the crap out of each other all over that ring.
LeMans goes, there's no reason why Dean should lose. There is a reason why Dean should lose. Two words. Brock Lesnar.
Nobody's really been able to put Brock down in a while. They've had him on a winning streak since he beat Taker at Mania.
He has not lost, even though he lost the title. He was never pinned. Even against Taker at SummerSlam, he technically lost. But there were shenanigans in that loss.
Yeah, it wasn't a clean loss. So it's Brock. I mean, Dean will have a fantastic showing. Dean and Brock will look like a million bucks together, because the other thing I didn't mention is the chemistry between the two of them.
They teased us at Fastlane with the two of them. A really awesome tease.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get 30 minutes, you would think, to tear the house down. And it should be awesome. And then you mentioned the Wyatt family. And that's a key in this one. They're supposedly going to be involved somehow, building to Bray Wyatt and Brock at some point down the line. Probably at SummerSlam, because that makes sense. And this would be a good way to write off Brock Lesnar by having him being taken out of the Wyatt family instead of trying to come up with a convoluted way to reason why Brock's gone again. I'm torn, because I want to see Dean rise, but I also know I love seeing Brock win. Difficult part about this one. I love watching Brock destroy people.
Yeah, it's... Everything in me says Dean should win this match, because Dean really needs to win this match. Dean's been losing a lot in terms of big pay-per-view matches. He's been doing fine on the regular shows, but when it comes to a big pay-per-view match, he's kind of like Bray. He just can't get it done on when it counts. So you really need to have Dean win this match to be able to prove that he can't get it done when he needs to. But it's Brock. We all know it's Brock. We all know how this is going to turn out. And honestly, I say Brock pulls it out. Dean, you know what it's going to be? Is Dean's going to go for the pin. The Wyatt family will probably come out. They'll go for Brock. I don't know. That doesn't work. Never mind.
LeMans for how Dean wins. Wyatt takes him out. And Dean picks up the pieces after Wyatt's take out Lesnar. It makes sense. I can see it. But I see the Wyatt showing up after the fact and going after Brock Lesnar. It's a tough one. I'm going with Brock because it's Brock. And yeah, it's Brock. I would love to see Dean win, but it's Brock.
Yeah, I would love to see Dean win too. I think Dean should win, but it's Brock. And honestly, if you're going to do Brock and Bray at SummerSlam, Bray needs to win that match more than Dean does. Because if you're going to establish Bray Wyatt as your potential number one heel coming out of SummerSlam, heading into Mania next year, he needs that win over Brock more. So to have Brock lose at Mania, and then he goes away for a few months, and he comes back at SummerSlam, and then he loses again, it's not as big. So I say Brock wins here, Wyatt's come out, they kill him, he goes off for a few months, he comes back, and then we'll see where we're at, where they go for SummerSlam when he comes back.
Question. Does the little red wagon survive?
No. A chain. It's going to get cut in half with the chainsaw.
I just figured Dean's going to get F5'd into the wagon.
I don't know if he's going to get F5'd, but he's going through a table. At least one.
Someone's going through a table. German table or Spanish announce table is going to be broken in this match.
Well, it's standard protocol for any pay-per-view that the Spanish announce table dies first.
Very, very true. Very, very true.
We must honor the tradition.
It is the tradition. That is for sure. So, Magic 8-Ball says Dean Ambrose.
It's just going against us tonight.
It'd be either really good for us or
really bad. So, on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing WrestleMania Part 2.
Including the Divas Championship match, the big double main event, and what in the hell is The Rock doing at WrestleMania? Maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin too? Talk about it. Coming up next.
all that coming right after the break. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gang bang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It gets weirder and weirder. Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's a horse you have, that's a horse
you have. Gundam style.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless our Made in America.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to reference over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs, and the fine folks over at Gerwig.net. Hello, thank you so much for listening to us over there. If you're just joining us, you are a part of the WrestleMania Spectacular, because this show is so big, we had to split WrestleMania in half. So if you're just tuning in, we just did the first half of WrestleMania. We left off with Ambrose and Lesnar. We're going to continue on, but just a quick reminder, everybody, you can still win the John Cena book. It is up for grabs by picking WrestleMania. Go to wildtalkradio.com for all the details on that, because we're not going to repeat ourselves on that. All the rules, all the information is on wildtalkradio.com. So you can still enter for the book. You have until Sunday at 3 to do that. So, continuing on with WrestleMania, the match that I think a lot of people are looking forward to, another show stealer. I know it's already brought at least one diva to tears of joy, and that is the Divas Championship will be on the line, potentially for the last time, if the rumors are true, where you have the champion Charlotte taking on Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
Now you gotta explain why one diva was in tears.
Because Sasha went to the stadium. She went to Dallas Cowboys Stadium. What is it called?
AT&T Stadium.
Okay, I want to make sure I got it right. It's AT&T Stadium.
Or
Jerry's
World, if you want, you know, to be specific.
Jerry's World. It doesn't have the same ring as Wally World.
No.
You know,
no,
it doesn't.
No, or Bobby's World.
Or Bobby's World, yeah. It just does not have the same ring.
No, it doesn't.
But she went to Jerry's World, and there, in a huge poster in front of the stadium, is Sasha, Charlotte, and Becky just dead center right there up there with Taker and Lesnar and all the big names. And Sasha saw it and she just broke down, because it's that moment that you've made it and you know you've made it, and what you're about to do will change your life forever.
1 year ago, all three women were in NXT.
Think about that.
Sasha and Charlotte stole the show at NXT San Jose,
mm-hmm,
when they did the house show.
Mm-hmm.
And now here they are a year later in a big-time match at WrestleMania for the title. Think about that.
And they're going to try and steal the show again. Don't think for 1 second these three ladies are going to rest on their laurels. They are going to go out there, and they are going to give you something you have never seen before.
Things I wrote about on Russell Talk, wildtalkradio.com. I can get my domains correct. That you got to give these girls 20 minutes in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's in-ring time. You also have to give them each a spectacular entrance.
I need Sasha to roll up in the Escalade.
You gotta give her Escalade. You gotta give Becky something that fits her. You gotta give Charlotte something that fits her. But each have to be, can't be your stock standard Divas entrance. They need to be look like stars at WrestleMania. And I think they'll give them the opportunity. Cause this is a big match and they need to deliver. And I have a feeling these three girls who have put on great matches in the past together will deliver. Since you have 4 hours and you're doing three matches at least on the pre-show, you have 4 hours, you have plenty of time to give the girls. And I think the girls are going to get a lot of time to prove it. 15 to 20 minutes in the ring, they'll have won the matches of the night. Simply put.
This is the second Divas match on the card. It is a big deal. WWE is treating it as a big deal. It's important. It matters. The women have been asking for this for a long time, and WWE has gone, okay, here's your chance. Here you go. They have fought for this, and I think they're going to continue to fight for it. And you know, we saw in the WrestleMania diaries with Sasha's reaction, it means something to her. It means something to Charlotte. It means something to Becky. Because now this is their opportunity to walk onto the biggest stage in the industry and look at all the boys and go, follow that.
To quote Mick Foley on a competition podcast that's aired on a certain network earlier tonight, the Divas triple threat at WrestleMania 32 will be the day that women's wrestling has arrived.
Damn right, and it's about time.
You're going to see these three girls pull out all the stops, and Sasha's going to play the Bayley role because she is full of emotion and she's going to deliver. This is going to be Sasha Banks' breakout moment. She is a star in the making. Charlotte is establishing herself as the top Divas heel. While Sasha can play it right now, she's more of the babyface. For the moment.
Sasha's just owning it.
She's owning it. She's a star. It's go. Hell, I can even think Snoop Dogg will be the one driving the Escalade for her. Because, you know, they'll just add something to it. I can already see that.
He'll come out with her in some capacity.
That would actually be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Becky Lynch.
I don't know if he rolls up in the Escalade then, that they do some kind of convertible.
Or whatever. You know, but he's the one driving.
Yeah, he's the one driving. And I love Becky, too. Becky has worked incredibly hard. She has done so much. And she does not, unfortunately, have the accolades that Charlotte and Sasha have. But she has them in other places. She's been all over the world. She has the experience. She has the ability. And I have little doubt that Becky will one day be a Divas champion or a women's champion, depending on where they go with the belt. But this night, this moment, this title is Sasha Banks. 100%. This is going to Sasha.
To give Becky a chance to put her on the map in this match, she will be the glue that keeps this match going.
Yeah.
Bank on that. She will be the glue that keeps this match going. She'll be the leader of the group keeping this thing on the tracks. Trust me on that one.
She's the most experienced. She's there to basically add that experience, but also to just put on a fantastic match because she deserves it. But you have Charlotte, who's less experienced, and you have Sasha, who's fairly seasoned,
but she's a few years in. She's four or five years in. She's not that seasoned yet.
Yeah, but she's more seasoned than Charlotte. And so you just need somebody that's in there that knows what they're doing, that's been around a while, that can kind of almost handle something this big. Because I think Becky hasn't done anything this big, but Becky has gone to Japan. She's wrestled on a similar scale, so it's not going to be as nerve-wracking, I'm sure, for her.
Oh, it probably will be, because there's nothing that compares to wrestling in front of 100,000 people.
Oh, there's nothing. she's done bigger shows, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And
nothing like WrestleMania, because there's nothing like WrestleMania.
No, there isn't. And these three girls are going to put on a hell of a match. They are going to... Again, as Lindsay said, tell the guys, follow this. This will be probably placed somewhere in the middle of the show before the big main events. Because if you put it after those big main events, in between those big main events, it will lose something. This has to come on before the Ambroses and the Cells and the title matches.
Actually, I kind of want this to open.
It won't open.
I know it won't open, but I kind of want it to open just so they walk out there and they set the tone of the show.
Oh, I agree. They could. It could. But I expect it a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah, probably midway, I would guess.
Right before the street fight, my guess.
Yeah. You give Sasha that big happy moment.
Yeah. This one's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm digging this match. Wrote a lot about it on the website. And it's just, I'm looking forward to this one. It's one of the matches. Last year, we had a Divas tag match. This year, we have a three-way for the championship. The final time this belt could be on the line if the rumors are true. And there's no other diva who should take it to put the stamp on women's wrestling than Sasha Banks.
Yeah, Sasha should get to retire the belt. That's not a shot at anybody else, but Sasha should get to retire the belt and bring in that new era. Because as much as I love Charlotte and Becky, Sasha is the future of that division. 100%. She is a star. She's going to be something. Just wait for it. You can already see it. Give her a year. If that, she will own that division. Just let her go. But I mean, and also I'd like to add something because I've been seeing this online with the rumors that the Divas title is going to be retired. With people saying that, well, Nikki's reign can never be broken now as the longest reigning Divas champion. That's not true.
No, it's true. Because now someone will just have to establish the reign as the longest reigning, you know, new women, WWE women's champion.
Well, yeah, but it can be surpassed.
It can be surpassed. Her reign can be surpassed by Sasha Banks as the women's champion.
Yeah. So she will go down as long as reigning Divas champion, but she can still be surpassed with the new belt. And the way they do the titles anyway is they lump them all together because the women's championship is lumped into the Divas championship. And then if they change it again, then all of that will get lumped into the new title. So I think actually technically it can be broken, but
I don't know, it's all confusing. Some stat person will tell us at some point.
Yeah, somebody will tell me I'm wrong at some point, but you know, I've been seeing that online, and it's not in 100% true that it can't be broken. She can be surpassed though with the new title.
She can be surpassed, but in the record books it probably will still stay anyway. The semantics
doesn't matter. Semantics. But I felt the need to add that correction because it's not being stated it can be surpassed. And it's like, I feel the need to just add that out there. But yeah, highly looking forward to this match. Cannot wait to see what they do. I don't think we will be disappointed. Who walks out the winner?
No, either any of the three is a win in my book. But I'm going Sasha. You're going Sasha. And I wish the eight ball has said it differently, but it said, will Sasha Banks win the Divas title? You may rely on it. It should just say, you may bank on it.
Well, you know, it doesn't do catchphrases.
Doesn't do catchphrases. I wish it would.
I wish it would, too. We need to invent a wrestling A-ball.
Intern, get on it.
That being said, moving on to the next match. Your third annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal that will feature 20 entrants, 16 of which have been announced. We have Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor, Victor, Goldust, R-Truth, and four mystery opponents bidding for the lovely Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy. Who you got in this match?
Since I've been trying to go through people on Ask That Magic 8-Ball to get a winner, I had to go through like three different names before I got one. Mark Henry, Big Show, and Damian Sandow will not be winning according to the 8-Ball. For me, one point I had Bo in my head, kind of leaning towards Tyler Breeze, but I'm also kind of leaning towards Curtis Axel. One, because if you give it to the Social Outcast, they could have a lot of fun with the belt, the trophy. Two, imagine the selfies Tyler Breeze could take with this one.
Oh, yeah.
That said, probably won't be Tyler, probably won't be Curtis. John Cena. No. Honestly, they could throw Randy Orton here as an ultimate surprise and have him win it. You never know. What the hell? We'll go with Tyler because I see the most potential there.
I'm going with one of the surprise entrants.
You gotta call your shot.
I'm calling my shot. It's gonna be a surprise entrant.
You know, the surprise entrants could be one of the Matadors, right?
Yep.
So you're taking basically four people.
I'm taking one of the four. Whoever wins it.
Okay.
You can't argue with me on this.
She's taking four people.
I'm taking one, the one that wins. They just happen to be a surprise that nobody knows.
She's taking four people.
It's my show. I can do what I want.
Thank God you can't win the copy of the book, because that would, I would have to hold you down and make you pick one on that one. Anyway, the 8-ball says Tyler Breeze. Anyway, moving on. We cannot have nice things.
Yeah, I know. Moving on. Speaking of nice things, another show stealer. The Intercontinental Championship is up for grabs in a ladder match with your champion Kevin Owens defending against Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, and Stardust. Zayn. I'm going with Zayn. The feud with Kevin and Sammy is not done. It's going to continue on. I think the way to move it on is honestly Sammy wins the title and Kevin has to chase it, and you go from there.
I disagree.
You disagree.
Slightly. The feud is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but Kevin Owens being Kevin Owens, the dick that he can be, he will screw Sami Zayn and steal the belt away from him and walk out still Intercontinental Champion, leading to Sami Zayn getting his big win by beating Kevin Owens for the championship. This is going to be an interesting match. Zack Ryder finally gets a WrestleMania entrance, not part of a team. He'll be all pumped up for that. Woo, woo, woo. You know it. If Dolph Ziggler wins this match, it will mean absolutely nothing, because Dolph Ziggler is a billion-time Intercontinental Champion, and whenever he holds a belt, nothing really gets accomplished when he holds a belt, at least with Kevin Owens. He's actually great with the belt. I'm going Kevin Owens because it's Kevin Owens. See the point about Sami Zayn. But in a night of baby faces, I'm going with a heel on this one. Kevin Owens.
I want to see Kevin Owens throw a tantrum. Okay. That's mainly why I'm picking him I'm picking Sammy, because Owens will have an absolute tantrum in the middle of the ring. Plus it's both men's WrestleMania debut.
They're in the same match together. That's kind of awesome.
They're in the same match together, which is kind of the story of their careers. But I think Kevin is better when he chases than when he has something. I mean, he's a great, great heel either way, but I think he's just a little bit better when he's chasing something, because he's more motivated when he's chasing something. And I can see them trading this belt back and forth between the two of them, where it's Sammy wins it in the ladder match. Then they go to the next pay-per-view and Kevin screws Sammy out of the title somehow. And then you go to the blow-off, or you continue it on. Like, you could do a very nice, long, drawn-out feud with these two and just really go for it. So I'm voting for Sammy.
I went through Zack Ryder. He wasn't winning. Dolph Ziggler, he wasn't winning. Next name I landed on, Sami Zayn, he wasn't winning. The name I land on next, The Miz. 8-Ball picks The Miz.
For the random pick of the night... goes to the 8-Ball.
The Miz. Hoorah. What's next?
He could win.
He could. Could. He but he could.
Won. But he's probably not going to. Up next, I think the match that a lot of people are not looking forward to, which is makes me very sad, and that is Triple H versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship. Should be noted that a very, very last-minute stick is going to be added to this match, or already has been added, and that is a no DQ stip.
Yeah, there's material at Access saying this match is no disqualification.
So we could see a stip added, or that's just a misprint. I'm not sure which, but...
Probably something that will be added the day of the show.
Probably. I'm dreading this match, but it's not for the reason everybody thinks. I'm really dreading this match simply for the fan reaction, because I know what people are going to do. I know people are going to be jerks about this, and I'm just not looking forward to it. I think Hunter and Roman will put on a good match. It'll be a great match. If they do add the no DQ stip, that makes it more of a fight, which will help both Hunter and Reigns.
Because, let's think about it, this match has been a fight the entire time, and so if it was a traditional wrestling match, it would sort of take away from it. So adding the no DQ stip actually helps this match in a lot of ways.
I think they're going to give Roman every opportunity to shine. They're going to give him every chance to try and get over with the fans. I don't know if the fans are going to cooperate or not, but Roman's going to give it his all. Hunter's going to give it his all, and I think we're going to get a really nice match out of these two.
So, this will be a really good match. The fans will be, it's going to be different because, you know, there'll be a loud majority who will boo, but this is a stadium, so you may not hear the boos as much, just because it, I don't know, we'll figure it, we'll hear it. This is an interesting role for Hunter, because as we're going to talk about in a little while, NXT TakeOver is Friday, and in his mind, can he let his crew outdo him?
No, of course not.
This is Hunter in a title match. Last year, he put on a great showing with Sting, and they had the epic moment, which is still one of the moments in the all-time greatest WrestleMania moments discussion on WrestleTalk Radio with the finals this Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Hunter's going to do everything that he can to make Roman Reigns look like a million bucks. He's going to make sure that Roman Reigns comes out looking like the star he should. There is a tricky situation in this matchup. We like to refer to WrestleMania 28 and the end of the era match as a battle for love, with Shawn Michaels stuck in the middle. I get this feeling that because it's best for business, the showstopper is going to have a role in this matchup. And they're going to do everything they can to make sure Roman Reigns comes out on top. Even he has to overcome both Triple H and Shawn Michaels in this one. I smell sweet chin music with Roman Reigns' name on it. Call me crazy, but I smell it.
I can see it. I mean, they're doing everything they can to make Roman the underdog against Triple H's authority figure. And it's just that one last little, okay, well, we're going to try and screw you.
Yeah, I just now thought of something, and this is not going to happen, but this would be the ultimate, all right, you want to be Roman? Fine, fine. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Roman Reigns destroy Triple H in 15 seconds.
I would laugh.
I would completely laugh at that actually happened. I don't expect it to happen, but it was just a thought that went through my head. Like, what if they went through this and, like, beat the record of 18 seconds? And, you know,
get him in, get him out, he's done.
Get him in, get him out, make his entrance, and go from there. No, I expect this to go 20, 25 minutes, and Roman Reigns will come out on top for the third time as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And WWE cannot get cold feet. If you get cold feet again, there is no help for him. He will officially become Lex Luger. No questions about it. He will be Lex Luger.
Yeah.
No way around it. I expect this to be good. I expect some blood. I expect all the run-ins you can. Expect Steph to get involved. Hell, it wouldn't surprise me if Steph ate a Superman punch or a spear by accident. You never know. It is WrestleMania. She can take a bump. Hunter's entrance is going to have an awesome moment. It's apparently authority-driven, or represented it. This is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I will cry when the Triple H movement ends, because it's going to end at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns is the new WWE champion. Because that's the way it should be. Roman Reigns is the guy Vince McMahon chose. He should be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Roman's earned it. I mean, Roman has done everything he can, and now we have a group of fans deciding, okay, well, we're going to boo him, and we're not going to be happy about this, and we're going to complain, and we're going to whine, but it's WWE is going by money, going by numbers, and Roman Reigns is one of their most popular superstars. Stars with the fan base that they're trying to attract, which is younger kids and their parents who have the money. So, and I'm not bitter about that at all. I think Roman, if they're going to do it, do it. Put the title on Roman and let him go and see how he fares.
Well,
because I think it's they keep getting cold feet on Roman, and that's giving strength to the people for people to hate on him, because it's like, oh, look, they keep getting cold feet. They keep taking the title off him, or they keep denying him the title. They're scared. We've got them scared. If we keep doing this, eventually they'll just stop pushing him.
Right.
You know, it's go ahead and do it. Put the title on him. And whether he gets booed or cheered doesn't matter.
Just do it. Man goes, he doesn't deserve it. There's other people who deserve it. There are other people who deserve it, but this is the cards we are dealt.
There's a line. I'm not going to argue that. And there are people that deserve it a lot more than Roman Reigns, but you can't argue that Roman hasn't worked equally as hard. He hasn't been in there as long. I mean, honestly, you could argue that Kane deserves the title for all the crap that Kane's gone through in the last couple years and everything he's done. I mean, how do you measure he doesn't deserve it, that other people deserve it first? Owens hasn't been up long enough. Ambrose has lost every major match on the last, what, 5 pay-per-views? 6?
Something like that, yeah.
And you have other people that, yeah, again, there's a line, but it's like, how are you measuring who deserves it and who doesn't?
Roman's worked hard, and they gotta try it. Right? We're not going to go into the Bray argument because y'all, we want Bray as a champion. But
I would love to see Bray as champion. But here's the thing: they need to work Bray up. They need to build him back up, and they need to give Bray a big win, which they have not done. Beating Hunter will solidify Roman as a main eventer, 100%. Solidify him in that role.
It's the cards we're dealt. Gotta deal with the cards we're dealt. If this doesn't work, then they'll try something else, but they have to give it a shot. Now, I will say this. The one thing they haven't done in this build that they needed to do, and it's the worst thing you could have done for Roman Reigns, but you needed to do it, he's gotta tell us why he wants the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. He did not
I agree with that.
He did not say a word. What you could have done, instead of putting him in front of the crowd, have him sit down with Michael Cole and cut the promo on television saying, this is why I want to be WWE World Heavyweight Champion. They did not do that. That's a problem. They did not let him, I'm going to beat Hunter and I'm going to take his belt. Great. Fantastic. But why? Why are you going to beat him? It's because you were screwed? What does this belt mean to you? That's the one thing. If you wanted to get the fans behind you, you needed to cut the promo. And they never cut that promo.
I've been waiting for that for months, honestly. I mean, that's my one complaint, consistent complaint, I should say, about Roman, is that I really want to get behind him. I really want to support him, and I'm almost there. But it's just, when I get there, it's like, well, why should I get behind him?
He never cut the baby for his promo in this build. It was missing from this build. They may have done one on WWE.com, but that's not the place to do this promo for the main event of WrestleMania. He needs to do it on television, and he did not give us the passionate reason why he should be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He will be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, but if you wanted fans behind him, he should have cut the promo.
Yeah.
And not in front of the crowd.
And honestly, if you're going to do it after he wins the title. Sit him down with Michael Cole, have him say how much the title means to him, and all that stuff. That or have him be like, screw you to the fans.
Either way, he needs to talk about it. That said, Roman.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. Roman.
8-Ball says, the movement continues. As the quote was, will Roman Reigns win the WWE Championship? Don't count on it.
So we'll have to see how it goes.
And now, the main event.
Yeah. Taking in a, I don't even know how to phrase this, in a battle for legacies and Monday Night Raw, you have Shane McMahon. Man taking on The Undertaker inside Hell in a Cell. And if Shane wins, he gets control of Raw. If Taker loses, he will be barred from competing at WrestleMania ever again.
Since this is really, really bad, and I apologize. Since both men are Vince's bitches, is this really Hell in a Cell, or is this Kennel from Hell?
Really?
I'm sorry, I said it was really bad.
Corner!
I said it was bad. It popped into my head. No filter at this point in the show.
Oh my god.
I am really looking forward to this matchup, because there's so much intrigue in this one. Will Shane McMahon beat The Undertaker? And will their new change happen on Monday Night Raw? Because he is saying he is the guy we need for change. He's leading the change. While I should say he's the instrument of change. While The Undertaker is the instrument of destruction. Vince McMahon's instrument of destruction. We don't know why Undertaker's doing it other than he likes a good fight. He likes no better fight than in his yard, in his home, Hell in a Cell. What The Undertaker does.
But Vince added a very strong motivation for The Undertaker to win, in the fact that, well, if you don't, you're done at Mania. You can no longer compete anymore at WrestleMania. It's not meaning Taker's retiring, but next year there will be no Taker competing at Mania. So
unless The Undertaker wins the Royal Rumble.
No, I don't.
Because that's the way it gets around. It because then it gets a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania because he won the Royal Rumble. It's a loophole. It's a loophole.
I don't know if it's a loophole.
It's a loophole.
I don't know if it is. Good try, though.
It's a loophole.
I don't know who to pick in this match. When they announced this match, it was like, holy crap.
At first, it's like, Shane McMahon's going to win. Then what do you think about it? It's like, The Undertaker at WrestleMania, where he's undefeated except for WrestleMania 30. Best way to put it.
This is the conundrum. They're going for the control stip out of the gate. right straight out of the gate. And it's, you're sitting here and you're going, okay, by logic, because they're really going for the blow-off match for the first match, Shane McMahon could win or should win because that continues Shane and Vince and Stephanie, which is really what this feud is Shane and Vince and Stephanie all feuding with each other over control of Monday Night Raw to basically send Stephanie and Hunter on vacation for a while and Vince and Shane remain. So logic states Shane McMahon should win the match. But as you said, it's Taker. It's Mania. You want to talk about people not really earning things, and this is not a shot at Shane McMahon at all. Do you really think Shane McMahon deserves to hang a loss on The Undertaker at Mania to do what no other man had been able to do up until Brock Lesnar did it inside the cell?
That's what makes this so damn tricky.
I mean, it's, think about that. I mean, I think there were a few other people who deserve to hang a loss on Taker more than Shane McMahon does, but that's just me personally. Bray Wyatt. So,
what was that? You sound like you had something in your throat there.
Yeah, I had to clear my throat. Oh. So this is an incredibly difficult match to pick how long Shane is staying? Does anybody know?
All they're saying? We'll see what happens at WrestleMania.
The only thing that I can think this is gonna play out, because Shane has a day job.
Kind of.
Shane can't always be at Monday Night Raw.
Maybe he can so now. Who knows?
Well, would you stop?
Throwing loopholes into you.
I'm going to trip you on your loopholes. So, Shane can't be there. Shane needs somebody to manage things for him while he's away. And we establish a pseudo-authority figure to go up against Vince.
Like a commissioner,
and that could be Taker.
Because we're going to get this idea one day.
Because I'm going to get Taker as the commissioner one day, damn it, because as the commissioner, and with Shane running Raw, I think they could get that, well, he never competes at WrestleMania again, overturned between the two of them. But, yeah, the key factor in this is we don't know Taker's motivation, aside from Vince's threat. We don't know why Taker agreed to do this.
Now,
Besides money.
Now, the elephant in the room, what if this actually is Taker's last match, and they don't want to say it because they have him announced for a tour where he'll say his goodbyes.
Well, he's kind of been on a goodbye tour for the last year. He worked a lot of shows in 2015 for him. I mean, he did way more matches in the last year than he has probably in the last five. And he's 51 years old. He's not getting any younger. His body, he's not getting any better. Or it's not ever going to be what it was when he was 21. I think he's done it all. I think he's seen it all. And if he's decided this is his last match and this is what he wants, go for it. Do it. And go be happy. I know when Taker lost to Brock, it was kind of like, okay, well, that should really be it. But then we got the Bray Wyatt feud, so I was like, okay, I'm all right with this. But, you know, Taker's been slowly been phased out, and this could be the last match. I think a lot of people have said that this probably is the last match because he's been on his way out for a while. I think he's ready to move on and do other things. Be a dad and be a husband and possibly work down in NXT as a trainer and a coach to the talent down there. So this could be.
This is such a tricky match. Again, Shane should not be the one to retire the Undertaker. Yeah, he shouldn't, but he may. It's tricky. This whole situation is tricky because you don't know.
The only thing I can think is somehow Taker turns on Vince and aligns with Shane, but I...
What if Vince McMahon turns on The Undertaker and helps his son Shane win?
He could do that too. It is the McMahons.
Linda McMahon gets out of her wheelchair and kicks The Undertaker in the nuts because that is his kryptonite.
Yep. There we go. There's a finish right there. No, I mean, it's... Obviously, there's the dark, dark secret that Shane has over Vince that we don't know what it was.
Which they completely dropped.
That could play a factor, though I doubt it.
Hornswoggle. The bastard son Hornswoggle shows up.
He's getting it all. There's Hunter and Steph that could play a factor in this match. There's any number of other people that could play a factor that have ties to the Authority that could play a factor in this match. Basically, I think the Authority is going to do everything they can to make sure the Undertaker wins this match, but I hate to you say it, but because the stiff is for Monday Night Raw, I can't argue with logic. Shane's winning. And I hate saying that. I absolutely hate saying that, but at this point, the genie's out of the bottle. Taker's already lost. You're not going to reestablish the streak, so it doesn't matter. Wins and losses really don't matter for him anymore. I mean, if you're going to do it, just do it.
Taker hasn't won a clean match since, actually Survivor Series, but won a clean singles match since Bray Wyatt last year at WrestleMania. Gotta go with the logic and Shane, even though I hate doing it because it's the Undertaker. It's the Brock theory. I like seeing Taker win at WrestleMania. I want to see what happens if Shane wins. To me, that's more intriguing than Taker winning.
Yeah. I mean, if Taker wins, the story's dead right there. And this is obviously a long-term story that they have planned. Now Taker could come back in and play a factor for Shane. He could play a factor for Vince. We don't really know what else Taker could do in this, but somehow, some way, Shane McMahon and is going to jump off the Jerrytron. He's going to kill The Undertaker, and he's going to walk. Well, actually, he's not going to walk. He's probably going to drag himself out of Mania the victor.
Lemans, I agree with you. It makes the Lesnar win look less impressive. This one's tough. There's no right answer. There's no right answer in this one.
I mean, I have to applaud them because they've made this very, very, very difficult to say, oh, well, this is predictable, because it's not. You don't know. You really honestly don't know, because it's Taker and Shane really have no reason to be at each other's throat other than Taker is a disagreeable person and Shane is trying to take something away from Vince. So Vince is saying, hey, Taker, he said something about your mom. Go kill him. That's basically
pretty much what it is.
It's pretty much what it is. I mean, Taker, from all we can tell, has no reason to be doing this match other than he can't. It's something to do on a Sunday inside Hell in a Cell. So why not? Let's do it. Let's beat each other up. I mean, that's really what this is. And it's like, okay, well, if we knew Taker's motivation and that's the key, it would help. It would, but it wouldn't, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's just from the standpoint of what it is right now, we know why Shane is doing what he's doing. We know why Vince is doing what he's doing. Taker's the wild card. So it's logic states Shane wins. He has to, because it's for Raw. If it was just for posterity, oh, Taker. All the way Taker. But this is for control of the show. That adds a whole new level to this.
And everyone wants change.
Everyone wants change. We all keep screaming for change, and here's Shane McMahon back from oblivion to usher in change. But what's interesting about this is I've heard another theory. What if this is Vince McMahon's last WrestleMania?
Could be.
What if Vince is stepping down after this year and he's going to hand it over to Hunter and Steph moving forward? And the way that they're going to usher that retirement in is Shane gets control of the show or partial control of the company and he forces his father out.
Anything's possible with Vince McMahon. But I don't see it. But on he's up there.
Vince is in his 70s, isn't he?
That said, I don't see Vince McMahon stepping away until he's incapable of doing things. That said, from a character standpoint, this could be the end of Vince, Mr. McMahon forever until the ratings die again, and then he comes back. But, I don't know, it's possible.
It's another layer. It's like, okay, well, this is somebody's last something. The question is it Taker or is it Vince?
Or Shane. It could be the end of Shane.
Or Shane.
Because Shane don't win, there's no purpose of Shane.
Other than it was, oh, hey, we're going to have Shane McMahon on Monday Night Raw for 6 weeks, because I think he only signed up until Mania, and then I think the deal was, well, we'll work it out after Mania.
We'll figure it out as we go.
And so it's all dependent on how long Shane wants to stay. But
there's too much talk of change and too much talk of this and too much talk of that to not at least go with it. And that's the hardest part about it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. Will Shane McMahon beat The Undertaker? The 8-Ball says don't count on it.
Mm.
Now, a couple things. Stone Cold Steve Austin is expected to be a part of the show some fashion. Someone getting a stunner? Probably in some fashion. He could end up being a referee for something. Who knows? They could throw him out there and just him and John Cena could interact in a segment. I'd be cool with that.
I'd be okay with that.
Now, the one question, the most electrifying man in all of entertainment will be on the show, and he'll probably be talking a lot and, you know, doing the things The Rock does. He has surprises lined up. He's, you know, and it leads to the question of, for a tiebreaker, who will The Rock perform the Rock Bottom on at WrestleMania? Who is your pick?
Bo Dallas.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
Oh, actor or Kevin Hart?
Actor Kevin Hart.
Still going.
I don't think Bo's going to be involved with The Rock. He could be backstage, but I don't think in front of the crowd he's not going to be involved with The Rock. But that's one tiebreaker. I expect whatever The Rock does to be funny and entertaining, and everyone will laugh.
Yes.
I know.
The other tiebreaker.
I know I will be. The other tiebreaker is, will the Cell get its own theme entrance similar to WrestleMania 28?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No. I have to be different than you for tiebreaker's sake.
I know you do. It's a Cell. It's special. I mean, why not? You give it its own interest. It all depends on how they hide it.
It's going to be interesting.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
If it's just hanging there, then I say no. If it's covered, then yeah, it's going to get an entrance, which is weird.
Which is very, very weird. By the way, thanks everyone for keeping up with us, because we still have probably, we're going into hour number 3 of the rack coming up here for the break.
Oh my god, it's crazy. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us up until this point. You're just joining us. We just finished picking WrestleMania. You can still enter for the John Cena book. Go to wildtalkradio.com for all the details on that. But we're going to take a break. Yay! We're taking another break. And when we come back, we will be joined by TJ Omega as we talk all things NXT TakeOver and Tweet of the Week. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Three, two. Yeah, look at y'all, baby. Yeah, brighter than this thing on my arm, baby. It's a party every time you come around, baby. Now if you're down, baby, I can be the ground, baby. Hit me running. Ain't nothing looking better than when I see you coming. Ain't another feeling better than when I'm blowing money. You can tell that I'm a addict, I'm addicted to money. I'm addicted to balling. I got the silver Patron.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on Wild WildTalkRadio.com. If you are just joining us, you missed our fabulous WrestleMania 32 review brought to you by our good friends over at Gerwig.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Please go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. But now, we're going to be talking about NXT TakeOver here in a few minutes with the one, the only, the fabulous TJ Omega. Before we do that, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Anna Kendrick. Merrick Garland looks like a cross between Hank Azaria and Michael Douglas. And that's all the political commentary I've got. Good night. Anna Kendrick. Neighbors, 4-year-old child. Can Anna be the new babysitter? She chases me and shakes me, and it's so much fun. Me. I will murder you! Kevin Owens. Be the first person to buy 50 things from that link to www.shop.com. Gets 50 things he ordered. Go! Somebody replies, there's only 36 items. And Kevin goes, everyone needs at least 15 picture frames with my face on it in their home.
Of course they do.
I don't know why he was calling out this person's Instagram picture, but he was like, he goes, sweet pompadour. By the way, that kid in the back is really bummed that you're there. It's a guy with a pompadour and an unhappy kid. And the person's name, because he went on a whole rant on this person, was Love, L-U-V, is Rage.
Everybody rage. Like Alex Riley.
Well, funny enough, you mentioned Alex Riley.
Hey, because, segue.
Because Kevin ended his little shot with P.S. Love is Rage. Have you met Alex Riley, by the way? Seems like you guys would get along.
They now have the Alex Riley burger at Burger King.
Well, funny you mentioned burgers. Thank you for giving me transitions.
Somebody, I'm not even looking at your damn Twitter. Jesus Christ.
Somebody tweeted Seamus from O'Malley's that has the Seamus, S-H-A-M-U-S burger. And he replied, or they said only one letter left off, LOL, at Seamus. And he favorited that. I thought that was funny.
That was funny. But it's like, I'm not even looking at your damn Twitter and I'm giving you segues. Jesus Christ.
One brain.
It really is.
You want proof of it? There it is. Right there. One brain. Or just, we're telekinetic.
It really is scary.
Somebody tweeted Seamus a picture of him with his butt cheeks hanging out of his trunks and Tina Belcher grabbing his butt and said, oh my god, fella, with monkeys covering their face, hashtag sorry. And he replied, best booty in the WWE, but where's my branded breakfast cereal? Hashtag lucky booties.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
And then there was a whole booty, basically a Bootios parody that happened after that, that I was just like, it requires pictures, so I couldn't do it.
Follow Seamus on Twitter.
The Miz tweeted, no, I'm not injured. Yes, I will win the IC title at WrestleMania. And yes, you're stupid if you don't know that I'm great at my job. Hashtag I'm an actor. To which Kevin Owens replies, I was really hoping you were hurt.
Kevin, damn it.
Anna Kendrick. Hi, I'm Anna. I'm alone tonight looking for a strapping muscular man to come over because butternut squash is hard to dice. And finally, Kevin Owens. Good chance tonight, Brooklyn. Best one was Sammy Ryder and Ziggler suck, but we love KO so much. Ah! Too bad it was during the break. Frowny face.
And that's the one I had. I knew you'd steal one.
One
of my 12. Now it's one. Now I have 11.
I think I'm more than you.
Probably did. Anyway, Lawrence Police in Kansas. Sorry, we can't investigate Villanova ripping your heart out of your chest. The crime occurred outside our jurisdiction.
Did Villanova lose? Just out of curiosity. I haven't been keeping up with the tournament at all because, well, my team got eliminated first round. Go Wildcats. And then my other team decided to sanction themselves because a couple years ago, some of the coach's assistants decided, hey, let's get some hookers. And not just hookers. Oh, no, no, no. Underage hookers. Because that's always smart. That'll go over well with the NCAA. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome stuff. quality recruiting techniques right there. And now my team is, my other team is probably going to be out of the tournament for like the next 20 years because of that. Sad face. Very, very, very sad face. Pause.
And to answer your question, no, Villanova won. That's why they can't, Kansas can't be investigate Villanova ripping their hearts out because they beat Kansas.
Ah.
That's what happened. Anyway, to continue on, the Lawrence police from Kansas. As you leave downtown, please, you're a designated driver. Don't make a bad night worse. Hashtag drive sober. Hashtag rock chalk. Kyle Lewis. Undertaker and Raw. WrestleMania is my house. Florida. Welcome to my... Get your chokes on to hell. Keep it 5-star. I like Roman Reigns. Why do they hate him? I liked him better when he used to wear the vest. I guess that meant to be vest. Poor guy a couple rows from me. Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. You don't need to kick the Undertaker while he's down, Paul. Hashtag Raw. You know, the thing. Keep it 5-star. I'm sure the Tumblr fandom would not mind seeing a Dean Ambrose colonoscopy.
Especially if it's performed by Roman Reigns.
Pearlsing.net. Imagine the heat-generating babies Roman Reigns and Eva Marie could make together. They really
it's
could make
not
some...
not a lie.
It's not a lie. I really could make some really heat-generating babies. Rob Nair. Another was Demott telling Enzo he couldn't pick a name with EA initial. So Enzo gave me a list with 24 EA names, and number 25 was Canyon Seaman.
Plus.
Someone tweeted Bully Ray, or Bubba Ray, what is your take on legends like yourself and Chris Jericho getting jobbed out because you're older? Hashtag yes, Bubba. Bubba replied, and by jobbed out, you mean making lots of money, right? AJ Lee, now AJ Brooks. Hey, skilled cook, quick question. I'm new to cooking, so forgive me for not knowing much, but should I be bleeding and crying so much?
Yes. Yes, you should.
And Live Audio Wrestling tweeted a picture of the prohibited items, the prohibited bags you're not allowed to take at WrestleMania. All purses, bags, or containers larger than a small clutch, backpacks, binocular case, binoculars may be worn around neck, briefcases, camera bags, clinch bags, computer bags, coolers, fanny packs, luggage of any kind, seat cushions, money in the bank cases. And their tweet was, last item on the prohibited list would have meant no Seth Rollins cash in last year.
Is it wrong? Because there was a festival that actually banned Seth Rollins for no reason. Nobody knows why he was on the list of prohibited items, but it said WWE Superstar Seth Rollins. Is it really wrong that underneath Money in the Bank, I just wanted it to say WWE Superstar Seth Rollins?
No, no.
Because it would have been hilarious.
Would have been hilarious. It really would have.
But I get why they're saying Money in the Bank briefcases specifically because of that one time that one person chucked a briefcase at Roman. That would be why you can't take those in there now. But I just think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Because now I wish they hadn't burned Sheamus's Money in the Bank because I want Sheamus walking in with the briefcase and them going, oh, I'm sorry, sir, you can't bring that in. That's on the list of prohibited items. That would be amazing.
That would indeed be amazing.
You could put it on the pre-show. I'm okay with that. But it's like just, or a YouTube clip or a Vine or whatever. But it's like just to have Sheamus walking in with the actual briefcase and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't bring that in. And then they stop every other wrestler in the back because they all have fanny packs. It's a thing.
It's a wrestler thing.
I need it. I want it. Somebody make it happen. We still have time.
Still have time.
We still have time. Mania is not here yet. We could make this happen.
We could make this happen. So someone, make it happen.
Make it happen. If you were in the sound of my voice, WWE, make it happen, please. I'll watch it.
So would I.
But speaking of stuff we're going to watch, I say we get right to NXT. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Because we're super excited because joining us from WrestleTalk Radio is the one, the only, the end-all be-all, the Omega!
So nice when I don't have to do my own intro. Wow.
Someone, top shelf. Someone else gets to put you over.
Does that mean someone gets a job to me?
That's going
to
be rock.
Of course.
Hey, I'm not doing the job. You can do
Actually,
the job.
I'm not doing the job. Don't we have somebody called the lone jobber? Isn't he supposed to do the job?
We could do that. Yeah, we'll go with that. He'll do it. We found someone to job to you. Very low on the tech. No, actually, no, the intern should do the job. He should do the grunt work.
Oh, yeah.
No, new guy.
No, we'll go with the intern. Because the intern needs to do something around here.
Yeah. He's the network's bottom. He gets to do it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Intern gets to do the job to the Omega. So, Brent, lay down. We'll get on top of you shortly.
Don't worry. I don't take long.
It'll be less painful than Cards Against Humanity.
I can't promise that.
Well, you can't bid him over as far as that game does.
Well, it's 3-on-1 there.
True. And I could take this in a very, very, very wrong way. So we're just going to talk NXT because we can make those jokes later, right?
Yes, that's why I've stayed quiet for the last 3 minutes.
Is it Saturday yet?
It's not Saturday yet, y'all. We can't make these jokes.
Or is it Monday on Twitter? Oops. Anyway, let's talk about some NXT because TakeOver is this Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on the WWE Network from Dallas.
And this is the talk of the town. Everybody is super excited about this. I haven't found one person who's just kind of like, eh, about this show. Everybody, I think, is looking forward to it just from the matches that they've put on the show. It's just, I think it's going to be incredible, just to lay that out there. Because, you know, high expectations based on just what they've delivered in the past. Because NXT really has yet to deliver a bad one.
Yeah. Not good. I have not been disappointed by a TakeOver yet.
Don't jinx us, Lindsay, please. Like, don't jinx us for a bad TakeOver.
I knocked the wall.
Okay, okay? Good.
I'm in a four-sided wooden room. I knocked the wall.
Okay, good. Because, you know, we could end up with a bad TakeOver. But looking at this lineup from top to bottom, I don't see I do see one bad match. But it could be a decent match. So,
and we're getting ready to talk about it because I think I know which one you're talking about, which is Apollo Crews versus the Drifter in a random showdown.
Well, based on the last 2 weeks of NXT television, where this past Wednesday, the Drifter decided to come out and sing to Apollo for whatever reason he wanted to. He came out, he sung a song, he laughed, and didn't want to fight.
Was it another bad Johnny Cash ripoff?
Probably. I don't understand his lyric. He's just sort of a thing. At least he's fighting an opponent. That's the positive we have looking into this one. He's fighting an opponent that is not going to be a boring 7-minute squash match because, well, that's what a Drifter match is. It's a 7-minute squash that probably is actually 3, but feels like 7.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's kind of a random feud. Not really sure what's going on with it, but I'm happy that they're giving the Drifter a good opponent in Apollo Crews. Crews should be able to do some really fun things because we haven't seen his full arsenal yet. So I'm looking forward to it. What about you, Omega?
Well, I'm still kind of waiting for Apollo Crews to get some kind of really solid feud going in NXT. Because if you see him on the indies, he is outstanding in the ring.
Right.
It feels like they want to build him up slowly. It feels like he's going to be one of the top guys in NXT in due course. But right now, it's just kind of going from softball feud to softball feud. And it doesn't seem like I've really gotten a good feel for who Apollo Crews is yet.
He seems to be the next guy to take over when the Joes and the Bellers head up to the main roster.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for a good outing here.
I mean,
there's not much build to this, but a little bit.
There's a little bit build, and it's just sort of probably the match. Because we were discussing on Saturday about the show, and we look at the show and go, what's opening the show? Is there a match that's really going to open the show? This match will probably be a cool-down match.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would agree with that.
So, thoughts, picks, who you got?
Omega, you're the guest. You pick first.
This is going to be Crews. Like, I'm not entirely sure what they're doing with Elias Samson, but I don't see him getting any kind of elevation out of this.
Lindsay?
I gotta go with Apollo Crews, too. I mean, I don't see where they're going with the Drifter. I don't know if they're trying to build him up. I don't know what they're really trying to do with him. I guess at this point, I need more about the Drifter, more from the Drifter to be able to feel like, okay, yeah, he's going somewhere, because as of right now, he's just
drifting
into oblivion. So yeah, I'm gonna say Apollo Crews, because Apollo Crews is definitely on the rise. I think he's been fast tracked to the main roster. They want to get him in there, they want to get him out of there as fast as they can, so I don't think they're gonna have him lose. Rock?
After losing to Baron Corbin in London, which was a surprise to many, this is Apollo Crews' rebound win at a TakeOver by beating the Drifter. Let's basically just get Apollo Crews on the show the people what he can do. So I go with Apollo Crews, but that evil, evil Magic 8-Ball says without a doubt the Drifter wins.
God damn it, 8-Ball. This is why we can't have nice things.
Really, really is.
I hate that 8-Ball so much.
What's why do you keep letting it pick, then?
Because it's fun.
Because it's actually, it's at this point, it's out of pure spite for us to try and beat the 8-Ball. It is pure spite.
It really is.
It's like, oh, it's on now.
Because there are some shows where the Magic 8-Ball would do well and just, you know, screw you, 8-Ball. Screw you.
It would. It has picked better than us before. Actually, most of the time, it picks better than we do.
Yeah.
It's automated and random. It doesn't know a thing about this stuff, and it's just like, oh yeah, we're gonna go with this person. And the stupid thing has been right more often than it's been wrong, and it's like...
Stupid 8-Ball. Anyway, what's...
Yeah. Maybe that's how they're booking!
It might just be.
They're booking through the Magic 8-Ball.
Might just be.
Main roster, yes. Maybe not NXT.
Well, the main roster will hopefully get better because they sent an NXT writer up to the main roster. He's on SmackDown now, so... Fingers crossed there. But I'm thinking I'm going to save that next match just for after we get through a couple of the others because I'm a little excited about that. So we're going to talk now about the NXT Tag Team Championship, The Revival, a.k.a. The Mechanics, versus American Alpha. Thoughts?
So, I don't like the American Alpha name, nor do I like the Revival name. This matchup has been building for weeks now. We've had... The Revival take out Enzo and Kaz. We saw them at Roadblock finally end that feud. And now they can focus in on the American Alpha, who have beaten all the tag teams, including the Ascension, because you had to beat the Ascension before you ever get a title shot, apparently.
Even if they're on the main roster.
Even if they're on the main roster.
How sad is it that the Ascension had to come back down to job to the Mechanics? Or, no, it was American Alpha.
American Alpha.
They jobbed to American Alpha. How sad is that?
Quite sad.
I feel terrible for them.
I don't. I don't feel sad for them. Because they haven't done it. They didn't do much in NXT. They squashed a lot of people. They had a long reign because they squashed a lot of people. I don't feel bad for them. Yes.
I actually think the Ascension was something before they redid it, before somebody got their butt canned.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a lot stronger than when we came into it.
Probably.
It's just where we were when we came into it at that point. It had kind of run its course, and they were getting ready to bring him up.
Yeah.
And so it's okay, well, we're just going to have him do squash match after squash match. I think that's what it is.
And when it comes to American Alpha, they have the same match every single match they do. Hopefully, these two teams, four of the best workers they have in NXT, can put on a fantastic match and take over. And, you know, the crowd is going to be amazing for this one because they just love American Alpha.
Oh, yeah. Well, they like Gable a lot.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah, Gable's adorable. Well, I mean, I do actually like The Revival. I don't like the name, but I like the gimmick. I like that they're just these very, very simple, basic, rough, tough, we're going to mess you up, no-nonsense kind of guys. They're heels. They play heels well. They're not confusing. They get the job done. I like that. I like American Alpha in the sense that they have Gable. And Gable is adorable. Gable is the only thing they've got going for him. Because it's Gable's energy that plays into Jordan and kind of brings something out of Jason Jordan that we hadn't seen before. And now you just have this team of cuteness. I mean, good lord, they're running around in tie-dyed tights. Or singlets. Singlets. They're running around in tie-dyed singlets.
Yes, they are.
Come on!
Oh, the old Steiner Brothers collection there, yeah.
Oh, man. But that's the thing any, like, good pair do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have someone who's out there, and then you have the straight man. And mm-hmm. that contrast makes the out there one look all that bigger and more outlandish. And actually, they play into each other a lot.
They do. Actually, it's kind of wrong, but I want Dalton Castle and Gable to have a cute off. Because I'm weird like that.
You are weird like that, that is for sure.
Yeah, it's weird. I tend to think of American Alpha as the world's greatest tag team with charisma.
I can see that.
Angle did give his stamp of approval on him.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
That doesn't mean they were all that charismatic, though. They were really good in the ring.
No, I'm talking about Gable and Jordan.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did an interview. He put them over. He would like to be with the duo. Give them some knowledge.
Be their manager.
I'm not gonna lie. I really want to see that now.
Have them redo the team angle idea, and he wrestles the big shows, and he just sort of guides them the rest of the way. That's what he wants to do. Wouldn't it be a bad idea in a year when Kurt
Angle's they could spend a few months talking about their higher power.
Mm-hmm.
They could. They really could.
He's having dreams of gold medals in his head.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason Jordan already does his Kurt Angle, so
yeah.
He comes in, takes down the straps, he does the suplexes, Kurt Angle. So, anyway, tag titles are on the line. Is this the end for the Revival? Is their reign as tag team champions done with, guys?
You know, honestly, you didn't do it last time. Time before that. I'm going to Dins here. You've been building to this moment. You didn't put it on Enzo and Cass for a reason. I think the reason is American Alpha. They want to put the belts on them. Have the Revival chase.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I say American Alpha gets it done. What about you?
I say American Alpha takes it. Omega?
I think I'll go American Alpha. Like, I'm really high on them right now. I really do like both teams. They both go for very different things. They're both very solid. But especially because this is TakeOver Dallas and this is technically competing with WrestleMania. Like, I feel you go where the heat is. And right now, American Alpha has picked up a lot of steam.
The Magic 8-Ball agrees with the trio to picking the American Alpha to become the new NXT Tag Team Champions.
About time it agreed with us.
What's next?
Well, we're going to talk about what could be the show opener, and that is Austin Aries taking on Baron Corbin. Thoughts?
It's weird that Austin Aries in an NXT match on TakeOver. It's really, really weird to see him there. I'm kind of excited to see him in the ring.
This whole weekend is surreal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got AJ Styles at WrestleMania. I've got Austin Aries at NXT, along with various other guys in both shows that we'll get to here in a bit.
Yeah.
This is insane.
I think, like, we can all say it. Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah. I used to dread the day he has taken over, and now it's just like, have your way. Do it all.
His takeovers are amazing.
Like I keep saying, if NXT is Hunter's vision for WWE, Vince, it has been real. But it's
please
time to
retire.
Please retire.
The only question about this one is how motivated will Austin Aries be?
Well, has he signed with NXT?
Yes, he has.
So okay, he's inked a nice fat contract with WWE, and he knows there's more earning potential because he actually has a legit shot to make it to the main roster. And this is kind of his make it or break it kind of thing, where you get one shot to impress and that's it. I mean, honestly, I don't think Aries would have signed unless he was serious.
Oh, I know, but it's one of those things, if you catch Austin Aries on a bad day when he's not motivated, the match's not as good as it could be. Hopefully he comes in motivated, which he should be.
I don't think there's any way you're not motivated. This is his first time in a WWE arena. Not to mention, yeah, it's WrestleMania weekend. Everyone is motivated a lot more than they normally would be. Because everyone wants to prove themselves.
Yeah, and it's all eyes are on TakeOver Dallas this coming weekend. Because all the officials are in town. Vince will probably be there. All the big names will probably be backstage. Everybody's going to be watching this show. This is a big deal. This is not some Joe Schmo house show that you walk into and blow it off because you don't feel like working that night. This is, you better show up and you better do well. Because if your match is the only one that sucks on the entire card, that's on you. That's not on anybody else.
I just love that in the build up to the feud tonight last night on NXT,
mm-hmm.
Baron Corbin said Austin Aries can go sell his photos with Virgil. We had a Virgil reference on this week's NXT.
He's not much of a talker. We all know this. Baron Corbin needs help.
I just like that he used dropped the Virgil line. That's all. Awesome.
Well, it's not like he can yell, go back to ROH. I think he'll get in trouble again.
Well, they were putting over how he hates the people from the indies, so, you know. It'll be interesting to see. I think this will be a solid matchup. Corbin is hit or miss at times. Hopefully Austin Aries can bring the motivation out of Baron Corbin as well.
I think Corbin's motivated. I mean, how can you show up to the show and not be more motivated? Just the energy surrounding it, and probably that will be there in the building. I mean, it's like, how can you just be like, nah, man, screw this. I don't know how anybody could be like that. I mean, I get it's probably the opening match, but it's like, if you're the opening match, you have the advance to set the tone for the entire rest of the show. And you can look at everybody, including the maid of honor, and be like, follow that.
Thing is, I don't expect this to be the opener. Talk about what I think would be the opener here in a bit. Who you got as a winner, though, Lindsay?
Aries.
Omega?
Yeah, you don't bring in Aries and make him lose on his first match.
I agree. Aries takes it. And the 8-Ball agrees. Most likely, yeah. Austin Aries beats Baron Corbin.
Yay.
What's next?
So now we're going to get into the meat and the bones of the show, which is the matches that I think we're all most excited for. First up, Sami Zayn in the dream match, the match that nobody thought they would ever see in WWE, is taking on Shinsuke Nakamura.
This is the opener, in my opinion.
This is a holy crap match.
This will be the holy crap match, but and this will set the table, like you were mentioning about Aries and Corbin. I think this is the opener, because they're going to give them 15 to 20 minutes and let them just go.
Well, Sammy's got a busy weekend, so it also gets him out of there 2 hours early.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I expect this to be nothing short than 5-star, because this is Sammy's last match in NXT. He's up on the main roster. This is his farewell, assuming he's not on the show this coming Wednesday. But I very much doubt that.
This is it. This is for Sami Zayn. And he's ready to move up and ascend to the main roster as he is competing at WrestleMania, as we talked about earlier in the show. And this is sort of his farewell. He's going to say goodbye to his people and get the dream match. And he talked about it on NXT this week, where it's like, this is a dream match. No one's saying it isn't a dream match. But this is a big match for Nakamura, because this is his first match with the WWE, and you only can make a first impression once. And this is Nakamura's first impression in the States for WWE. All eyes on him, and the pressure is on Nakamura to deliver, not Sami Zayn. Nakamura.
Yeah. Especially when you're talking about a casual WWE audience, which it's NXT, it's internet crowd, but you're still dealing with someone who's very unfamiliar with his work, most likely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're following New Japan, and not a whole lot of us, you know, in America are. So they've been told how good this guy is. You know, they've had all the reports that this guy is incredible, and now it's time to see whether or not those reports were accurate or not. So there's a lot to prove. God, I'm so excited for this.
Me too. It's going to
so
be awesome.
Excited for this.
It's going to be an awesome match, because even just the introduction of Nakamura is going to be something special that we haven't seen in a long time. It's just going
to
be.
I want the cape. I want the cape and the crown, man. I want him to walk out in that. Just the full out, what he came out in for Wrestle Kingdom. Just that.
The whole King of Strong style outfit.
Yeah, just do it. If you're going to go for it, go for it. Just balls to the wall in your face, because everybody's going to remember that. That's the thing. Like, everybody will remember that. Him walking out like that. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he really likes his new theme music, too.
Good. So that I know, he seems like a really genuinely lovely person. I know we're talking about the match, and he and Sami Zayn are going to kill each other, but just seeing him backstage and interacting with everybody, he seems like such a lovely person.
It's just weird, because I've seen him in, I've seen him wrestle in New Japan. He is brutal.
But he seems like such a nice man. He will kill you, but he is such a nice man.
He seems like he's a very nice person for someone who's attempted murder in the ring.
Well, I mean, okay, Asuka, come on.
Okay, true. That's a nightly thing for her.
These Japanese folks are nice to your face and then kill you in the ring. Pretty much how it goes.
They do not pull punches. They work stiff, man. They work stiff.
Well, that's what strong style is.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never seen strong style, you know those stiff shots wrestlers give when they're trying to teach the rookies the hard way? That's an entire strong style match.
Yep.
With that said, please, Nakamura, you have to save Sami Zayn. He has to work WrestleMania. Yeah. Don't kill him too much.
Yeah, I've got him as one of my picks. You can't break him.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been a conversation had where it's like, all right, you guys cannot work stiff. You can work stiff-ish, but you cannot work stiff.
Don't.
We need him for tomorrow. We need him for Sunday.
Don't injure his arm. That's all.
Yeah, but yeah, I think everybody is super excited for this, because it's just, it's, again, it's one of those matches matches we never thought we would ever see. And that goes for a couple of these matches on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, you think of WWE, you think where they were 5 years ago, and it's like, oh yeah, they're never going to sign these guys. Because they had such a vendetta against the indie talent. And now you have NXT going out, and they're signing the best in the world. And it's not just in the United States. They're going to Europe, they're going to Asia, they're going to Australia. I'm sure if they had wrestlers in Antarctica, they would go there.
Yeah, they're bringing the best of the best to WWE and NXT, and bringing Nakamura in is just a example of that.
All that being said, picks, gentlemen.
Zayn. Or not Zayn, Nakamura. I was going to say, Zayn, wait, no, Nakamura.
You shocked me there for a second.
It's like, really? Wow.
What?
Because I was reading, no, the 8-Ball picked Sami Zayn. That's what I was reading. It's like, oh yeah. No, I'm picking Nakamura. 8-Ball's picking Sami Zayn.
Omega?
I think I've said it before. You don't bring a guy in and have him lose on his debut. Nakamura.
Fair enough. I'm in agreement. Nakamura wins. And Sami Zayn says goodbye to the NXT universe.
And they will probably single A as he leaves.
And the hashtag Japanese invasion continues with what I'm considering a dream match, because this is also going to be sick. Bayley versus Asuka for the NXT Women's Championship.
I sat here watching NXT, and they did a video package, and they had all the girls, Sasha and Becky and Charlotte and a bunch of others, talking about Bayley, putting her over strong as the best in NXT and one of the best women in general. They had the people putting over Asuka. I'm watching the whole video and going, I don't want to watch Bayley tap out to Asuka. I don't want her to tap out to Asuka. But I have a strong feeling that Bayley's going to end up tapping to Asuka. It's going to make me really, really sad.
Yeah, but it's going to be awesome. Omega.
If that happens, it's going to do wonders, because, you know, Bayley just, she just got off a championship match with Nia Jax. Like, talk about difficult. Like, you know, like, tough to take out. Like, if Nia's like twice her size.
I know, and she did a great match.
Bayley still wins that match. Still finds a way to tough it out.
She had she wrestled the intern's favorite, Eva Marie, and got a good match out of Eva Marie. I mean, Bayley's done it all as women's champion. It's like, there's part of me goes, I don't want her to lose. I don't want her to lose because I love her in NXT. But the other part's like, she needs to be up on the main roster. She needs to be up there.
I don't think they're ready to bring her up just yet. I think what's going to happen is Asuka and Bayley are going to beat the crap out of each other for 15 minutes, more Bayley getting her ass kicked than Asuka. And then you're going to see Bayley make the same kind of comeback that she did with Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And Bayley's going to somehow pull it out. Because I don't think they're ready to take that title off of her yet.
I don't think it's more like they're ready to take the title off. I don't think it's... And I don't think they're ready to run that division without her yet.
Yeah.
Because right now, she is the top contender. She is outstanding in the ring with the crowd. And she's so at home in NXT right now. And there really isn't a whole lot coming up that could actually substitute. I mean, you could give the belt to Asuka, and she's got plenty of feuds that she can go through, but they're mostly the same ones that Bayley went through. You know, I'm waiting for the next crop of new divas to come up and supplement. And, like, let's see who, like, okay, if Asuka's going to be the next one to hold the belt, and I'm fairly certain she is, you know, who's going to come up next that's going to be next in line, or who's going to be, you know, the one to replace her if she eventually goes to the main roster? Yeah, because right now it's a little bit thin.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to build, they've kind of backed off building Alexa Bliss in favor of Asuka, which I'm okay with. And I'd like to see them build up Alexa Bliss. You have other girls coming up, and Emma's been really strong as a heel. You could go back to that feud. You have Dana Brooke, who I don't know if she's been cleared yet or not, because she got injured.
That's a good question. I don't know if she's been cleared or not.
And then you have a whole slew of other girls that have yet to even really appear on TV. But yeah, I would agree that the hole has not been filled yet from Becky and Charlotte and Sasha, especially Sasha, because you really need that strong heel to go against Bayley. And Sasha was just perfect for Bayley because they're such polar opposites. It just worked. But yeah, I'm going Bayley. I say she finds a way to pull it out. What about you guys?
I'll let Omega go first.
Oh, I hate you. Jeez, this is tough. Like, you have the chance to basically build the female Brock Lesnar here if she can take out Bayley. But, you know, at the same time, I would agree with the consensus here. They're not quite ready to do without Bayley. And I really think it's, she holds that belt until she's ready for the main roster, or the more appropriately, the main roster's ready for her. Man.
Sorry. I'll let you pick and then I'll give my idea. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just imagine Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. Say Sasha wins the title. Sasha's standing in the middle of the ring holding the women's championship, and out walks Bayley with the NXT women's championship, and they just stare at each other.
God. There's such a part of me is like, I want Sasha standing in the middle of the ring holding that belt up high and going, who do you think could actually take this off of me? Lights go out, lights come back up. There's an inflatable arm flailing tube man in every corner.
Yes, and out walks Bayley, and it's like, and you thought you'd seen the last of me. I'm here.
God, I will agree with the assessment that this is something of a dream match. I showed a friend of mine who used to watch wrestling NXT, and first thing I showed her was Brooklyn. So Bayley and Banks, she absolutely loved Bayley. Next thing I showed her was the most recent one. So she saw Asuka knock some of Emma's brain matter out.
Nice.
And the first words out of her mouth is, I want Bayley versus Asuka.
Now you get it.
Yeah. Like,
you get it.
Someone who's seen just two events from NXT knows that that's going to be an incredible match. Right now, I will go with Bayley. Oh, God. Because I could see it going both ways. They could take the belt off of her and continue the feud, too.
Because the problem is like, if you give it to Asuka, she basically is the female Brock Lesnar. She's unbeaten at this point, so is Bayley the first one to hang the loss on her?
Jeez, it's either that, or like, even if you have that come up, you still don't have another strong face in that division. You know what? I'm going to give it to Asuka.
Okay. Hey.
I'm loving this flip-flopping thing. It's awesome.
Well, I'm rethinking it now. I'm rethinking it. You know, Bayley losing the title, like, is not the worst thing that could happen to her. It gives her a chance to go down a peg and have some other feuds. It gives Asuka a chance to, you know, run the division for a little while before they, you know, they'll do a rematch at some point. You know, but it's a way of shaking things up right now. Cause in my head, I'm like, okay, if Bayley keeps the belt, what else do they do with her? Because she's pretty much gone through that roster at this point.
So you're going Asuka now?
Yeah. I'll go Asuka.
I'm going to say Asuka. I really, 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 really hate picking against Bayley. I really, 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 really.
I don't want her to ever lose or ever lose a belt or ever.
I don't. I really, 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 really love Bayley, and I don't want to pick against her. But I have to. I have to because she's moving on. It is her time. She's getting the call. She's ready to move up to the main roster. Because they're rebranding the division, and she's going to be part of the face of it.
I just read the report of that before this. I am so happy that Butterfly is dead.
So it's sort of something where it's like, you bring up Bayley, you have all the girls up there, you now have the four women who were the driving force in NXT up on the main roster. Bayley, as much as Bayley loves NXT and the magic they've done and her romance with Finn Balor that we're not allowed to talk about.
I just know the only reason that I don't want her to go up yet is I just want the romance between Baylor and Bayley to happen on NXT TV. I just need that once. I need that cuteness once because I've seen pictures, I've seen vines. Damn it, put it on my network. Just one time.
They need to have their first date on the network. It's a thing. Let them ride along together and have a first date.
They've had their first date. They flirted. They've dirty danced. He's met her parents. They need to get married on NXT.
Okay, we need to have the marriage on NXT on the network. Then have them do the honeymoon, where they go to
and
a museum.
She pops out 20 of his children.
Yes.
and they will be adorable balls of cuteness.
That would be the best genetic wrestlers on the planet.
Probably.
So we talked about earlier in Tweet of the Week, you have Eva Marie and Roman Reigns putting out the Heat babies. These would be the cute babies.
The Heat babies.
Yep. Think about it. Think about the heat they would generate. Anyway, that said, this is going to be an all-time classic. Bayley's going to be everything Bayley is. The passion, the heart. You're going to see it all. She's going to try to survive Asuka, because that's all you can do against Asuka, is try to survive. And you're going to see Bayley scratch and crawl and try to get to the ropes, and she's going to have the Asuka lock in, and she's going to try to hold on as long as she can, and it's going to be something where eventually she'll either pass out or tap out, and it's not going to be instant. She's going to fight. She's going to struggle. She's going to draw tears out of everybody going, no, Bayley, no. But in the end, she will lose the NXT Women's Championship because she's off to the main roster. So I pick Asuka to win the belt. Sadly, I hate picking against Bayley. I hate it. I really do. But in this one, I just have to go with it. Bayley has to lose the belt to go there. And you guys talked about what's next for the belt, and Asuka, you get Nia Jax and Asuka as the big match that they'll build to. It's the first big match they'll do.
What does the 8-Ball say?
Will Bayley retain the women's title? My sources say no.
8-Ball, why do you do this to me? I'm alone on my own island. Go Bayley! Go Bayley!
Go Bayley, but I can't. I want to, but I can't.
I can't pick against her. She's too damn cute. I will cry when she loses that title and Asuka absolutely beats her ass into dust. But I can't pick against my girl. I just can't. It's like the Wyatts. It hurts too much.
It really does.
I just can't do it.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's just, it's one of those things. It's just, yeah. Anyway, what's next?
Well, another one of those things. Another dream match, another match we never thought we would ever see in WWE. Finn Balor taking on Samoa Joe for the NXT Championship.
Well, in London, they had one hell of a match. They tore the house down. They gave us something special to remember. Wasn't a match of the year because there are so many great other matches, but it was a nice close to the NXT year. And now Samoa Joe is on a mission. Before, they were, you know, yeah, we hate each other, but now Samoa Joe is angry. Really, really angry. And he's on a mission to become the next NXT champion. He wants to destroy Finn Balor. The last few weeks, they've been building the tension between the two on NXT this week. They had the pull apart where they were killing announcers. Yeah, this is going to be all kinds of awesome and epic and just, yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a brawl. It's going to be a fight to the death.
We're going to see the demon.
How, think about it. It's been, 4 months now since we've seen the demon?
Yeah, but we're going to see the demon because he did his WrestleMania workout as the demon. It was really cool. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I think it's on WWE's YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really, really cool video on how they did it. But yeah, we're going to see the demon come out of Finn Balor. He's going to summon him. And this is going to be sick.
What could he have up his sleeve for an entrance?
I don't know, but I expect Balor to get an entrance. I expect Bayley to get one. I don't know. And probably either Zayn or Nakamura to get one as well. But think about what Samoa Joe has done to get to this point. He has murdered people. He went through Sami Zayn twice.
Three times.
Where they had the triple threat. That was a no contest.
Because both made Baron Corbin tap.
Then they did the 2 out of 3 falls match. They both pinned each other.
No, they did. That was the regular match.
I'm sorry. Couldn't remember. And then it's the 2 out of 3 falls match where Samoa Joe finally beats Sami Zayn in an hour-long classic that was just insane to finally get to Finn Balor.
Yes.
He's a man, as you said, he's a man on a mission. He wants that title. Is there anything that can stop Samoa Joe when he's on a mission?
A demon.
Think?
I'm saying, you said, what could stop Samoa Joe? A demon could stop Samoa Joe.
What do you think, Omega?
Not saying he will, but it could.
Yeah, this is another tough one.
Isn't that the good thing about wrestling, where it's tough?
Yeah, imagine that. When the wrestling isn't predictable, it's way more interesting. This is almost a toss-up.
Also, you said who could stop Samoa Joe when he's on a mission? Some sort of club.
See, that's the only thought I have here is, you know, again, like I put it to, like, and honestly, the men's division has more options, but Finn's gone through a lot of people already. And he's in the, and also, he has the same thing going for him as Asuka. You know, you've beaten Finn Balor before. You haven't beaten the demon. That's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, especially going into a rematch when they've got to pull out something special. Right now, my thought is, yeah, we do have a couple of Finn's old friends on the way. You know, we know that they're at the Performance Center. They are doing their workouts there now.
Mm-hmm. One of them is on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would suspect at this point, if we are going to see, if there's a way of continuing this, it would be, you know, to bring in what, Balor Club, Bulletproof. Who are we call? What are we calling them? Did we figure that out?
The Bulletproof Balor Club, I think, because that's
Bulletproof.
Well, that's what the shirt says. I would just say it's the Balor Club.
I would say it's, yeah, Balor Club, because I think they tried to get Bullet Club, and they could not get it. New Japan would not sell it to them.
Yeah. Well, why would you? It's like, well, we want to buy the NWO. No.
They'll wait 4 years and then buy it for cheap.
Yeah. right now my head says, like, I don't want to vote against my champions here because they've been so good, but I see far more potential in Joe taking the belt here.
The demon is undefeated.
I'm pretty sure I said that.
I know. I'm saying the demon is undefeated. Like, I can't pick against the demon. I really, really can't. But it's like the Bayley thing.
It's like, well, here's the question. Who goes up to the main roster?
The loser.
No.
Basically.
I mean, between, like, because Joe has so much time on the indies, like, are they really going to make him sit in NXT much longer than they have? Or is he going to be like a Kevin Owens where they want to fast-track him?
Yes, I think he's getting fast-tracked.
If you consider a year fast-tracked, because it'll be a year in May.
Well, Kevin wasn't there that long.
Kevin was there 6 months. Joe's been there a little longer.
But the only reason Kevin went up is because Sammy got hurt.
Yeah.
But there is a level where the talent is that established, they really don't expect to stay in what is still essentially developmental for too long.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I don't think Joe needs to be down there any longer than he already has been. I think it's just more to get him used to how they do things, because obviously how they do things versus ROH or TNA or even any indie is completely different. So they just want to get him used to working in that sort of concept before they bring him up. So it's not just they throw him in first day and it's like, okay, do your thing. And he doesn't necessarily know what to do. Because you've heard that a couple of the other indie guys have said when they came in that it's like, I had no idea what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, Balor had no idea what to do. He had worked TV before, but he had never worked TV on this scale. So it's something that they just bring them in and put them down there to basically just get them used to the whole set up the whole process. And I'm sure Joe's there. I'm sure it's not going to take much more for Joe.
This is the difficult thing. It's like, you see Finn Balor and you think, okay, he's ready for the main roster. You see Samoa Joe, he's ready for the main roster. It's very evident that the both are. Very evident.
I think Balor has indicated he does not want to go up yet.
That's the thing. That's where I was going. Balor wants to be a part of this NXT. He wants to watch it grow a little bit longer. Just why I'm kind of leaning towards Finn Balor in this one.
When you look at, you know, Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, The Ascension, Tyler Breeze, like, why would you want to go up to the main roster right now?
Money.
Well, okay, yeah, well, point.
Just saying that. But for Finn Balor, it's not about money.
Like, right now, like, if you are in NXT right now and you are that good, your career does not have a stopping point, whereas that's not entirely true on the main roster with how they're being treated when they come up.
But I think Hunter's going to do what he can to protect Balor. I think even Vince sees that certain people like Balor are special, and those people will be protected, and those people will be pushed. I think in the cases of Adam Rose and Bo Dallas and Tyler Breeze especially and The Ascension, Vince didn't get it. Vince didn't see it. Hunter did. The audience did. And the audience does. But Vince didn't see it, and so he's like, yeah, screw those guys. And that's basically what happened. I don't think he's going to look at Balor and go, yeah, screw him. I think he's going to look at Balor, and I think he already has, and he sees dollar signs. It's just like Bailey. He probably looks at Bailey and sees a walking dollar sign.
Because she is.
Because she is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just the marketing capabilities for Balor alone are insane.
How many action figures can we get out of those paint jobs?
You can do a new one for every pay-per-view he does.
You can do a new one for every wave of toys. Like, he's got so many at this point.
And then you do, you know, regular Finn Balor. There's your other toy.
Yeah, regular plain old Finn Balor. Like, I saw the regular Finn Balor. I'm like, who would want that?
I do. I bought it. Because it was the only Finn Balor I could find. And I was like, oh my god, it's Finn Balor! So I bought it real quick. And then I found out Hideo Itami and I got very excited. Because like, yay, it's Hideo! But no, honestly, it's a conundrum. Because you sit here and you think about it and it's like, yeah, Balor's had it a while. I think he's approaching being the longest reigning NXT champion.
He is.
I don't think he's surpassed Bo yet.
He's getting... Neville has it. Neville has the longest...
Oh, it's Neville?
Yeah, that's why they did the match.
Oh, that's right.
They did the match a few weeks ago. He's very close. Do Google search history as we do this right now. That's not the one I'm looking for. But as we're going, he's getting very, really close to surpassing him. Neville's at 287. Finn Balor is currently at 269, 270. So he's by the weekend he'll be 270. He'll be at 271 on Friday. So he has 16 more days to pass him.
It's a conundrum on either side, because it's, okay, well, Finn Balor loses, you put the title on Samoa Joe, you do the rematch with Balor, Balor goes up to the main roster after he loses. Who's the first few that you do with Samoa Joe?
Apollo Crews, Austin Aries, but no, Apollo Crews first. And then
I'm gonna do Apollo Crews first.
Then you do Aries. Yeah. Then you would do Aries. It's sort of like, okay, if you take Bailey, you're taking the heart out of NXT.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Finn, you're taking the soul. Can you really rip the heart and soul out of NXT right away? Together? That's the tricky part.
I think I don't think he's going to lose just yet. Let me just get to the point, because I don't want to go back and forth. It's a conundrum. Because it's like, okay, if Finn loses, then you know he's going up to the main roster, and then it's like, crap, he's going up to the main roster. And NXT is not going to be as good, even though the talent there is amazing, and they will bring up other people, and they will bring in other people, and it will get to be being just as good, but Finn has done a lot to build that and make that his.
And
fill that void that Sammy left.
And you really want to see Finn Balor and Nakamura in NXT once.
Yeah, you need to do Balor and Nakamura once.
Before Finn leaves, that needs to be a match.
So, I'm going with Balor retains. He finds a way to beat Samoa Joe. But I expect this to be nothing short of a knockdown, drag-out fight. What do you guys think?
Omega?
I don't know what to think. This is going to be an insane match. Like, they already have one good one under their belts. They're going to try so much harder. It's WrestleMania weekend. It's the rematch. It has to be so big. God, I am at a loss here because... I could see both of them saying, okay, it's time for, you know, I could see both of them going up to the main roster, showing up on Monday Night Raw the night after Mania. Like, they're both ready to be there. I think Joe's probably more eager to get there than Finn is.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But at the same time, we've got Finn's buddies coming up to NXT. Well, the rumor was they might be main roster.
Could they tease it? The takeover and then show up at WrestleMania or Monday Night Raw, because that's what I thought originally. We get a tease and then they make their jump. Because, you know, we could pick with our heart and say Finn Balor and then, you know, he loses and then the Bullet Club shows up or Balor Club and then they tease it there and they show up Monday and there's the big reveal, yada, yada, yada. Because we could be, you know, that could still happen.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, this is hard. I'm going Balor. I know you're still trying to decide. Well, I'm going Balor.
Thinking future here, like
it's hard, you know,
because yes, I want to see Balor and Nakamura. I also want to see Aries and Balor.
Oh Jesus!
Got a lot of dream matches all of a sudden out of this weekend.
So unlike Bailey, Balor has a lot left in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same, on the flip side, if you want to waste it all on NXT, or save it all for WWE. That's the other conundrum. What do you save? What do you do? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't save it for the main roster. I would do it in NXT because I think that audience will appreciate it more, whereas the main roster audience may not. Because you don't know who's gonna hit with the fans and who's not. And so it could be Balor's loved in NXT, and then for whatever reason, he goes up to the main roster and he flops. And then we never get those matches. I would say if you're going to do them in NXT. Give, you know, basically, it's Hunter is all about those types of matches because he knows those will sell network subscriptions. He knows people will watch that. And he knows people don't want to wait for them. It's like, let's do it now. Let's do the full-blown feud now. Because here's the thing. They can always go back and do it for the main roster audience because there are people on the main roster audience that don't watch NXT, don't care about NXT. So when you do the feud, it'll be fresh. And for the people that do watch NXT, it's like, oh, yes, they're doing the feud again. It's like they're teasing Owens and Zayn right now, and everybody's about ready to lose their minds because it's, oh, my God, they're doing Owens and Zayn again. Because they're going to do it right, and they're going to do it good. That's the thing. If there was any chance it was going to be crappy, I would say don't do it. But, yeah, I wouldn't hold it. I wouldn't save it.
All right, Omega. Who you got?
I got an aneurysm is what I got.
It's such a conundrum.
I know.
Just give him another 30 seconds.
No. I'm okay.
You sure?
I'm going to go with Balor. You know, with he's got buddies coming up. You know, I think they're ready to do something really big with him. And I think Joe's more prepared for the main roster than Finn is. Not physically, just mentally.
I think Joe knows his time in the business is limited, and so he's just trying to get that big payday while he can.
Well, you're in this business. You want to be able to say you worked WWE. Worked on Raw. You worked WrestleMania. And you can't do that when you're still working in NXT.
Will Finn Balor beat Samoa Joe? The outlook is good. So, that's TakeOver in a nutshell.
I didn't pick.
I thought you picked Balor like 10 minutes ago.
No. I've been arguing with you guys. Balor.
Swore you said Balor 10 minutes ago.
I've said Balor a lot. Besides, you could always do the Bullet Club and then you could bring Balor up as the leader separate.
You could.
And you do that big reveal. And that's how you debut him.
And I also had this thought as we were going. What if it's all a big tease about the Balor Club? And the Balor Club turns on Finn Balor.
Good. I mean, you've got a couple alternate leaders in AJ Styles and Nakamura.
Anything's possible. Like, yeah, it's big reunion, and Finn Balor left them. And bam, they turn on them. I don't know. Anything's possible. Just throwing it out there. But now, does that wrap it up TakeOver Now?
That wraps up TakeOver Now. Remember, if you want to submit your picks to win the John Cena book, you have until what time on Sunday?
3 p.m. 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
You can tweet us, you can Tumblr us, you can Facebook us, you can email us. We will fill you in on all of that when Rock's going to do his plugs because, well, gentlemen, I think we're done for the night.
Yes, thank
you. What do y'all think?
Yeah, it's been a very, very long show.
Yes.
Long show. So thanks for everyone who stuck with us for this, I would say, almost 2.5 hours spectacular because it's WrestleMania. This is where I get to plug everything because I plugged all the stuff because I remember it all. As she mentioned, the John Cena contest for Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, The World of John Cena, the book, is available by DK Publishing. Go buy it. If you don't want to buy it and you want to win it, do it by joining the WTR WrestleMania Pick'em Challenge. Go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and submit your picks like we told you earlier during the WrestleMania stuff. We gave you the tiebreakers. We gave you all the matches. Make your picks. Submit them. 3 p.m. You can tweet us. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Media at WildTalkRadio.com. Tweet us at Rack Radio Show. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. And Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Get us in. Picks. You're entered. Simple as that. If you're outside the U.S. and Canada and Mexico and Puerto Rico, as we mentioned, you gotta pay the shipping. It's just what happens. Lindsay's sending it, so it costs money. So
I just bought a house, y'all.
Help a sister out, so you cover the shipping. We're giving you a $30 book. It's awesome. Anyway, that said, Saturday night, midnight-ish, this is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll talk all about WrestleMania, get their take on it. We will have all the blame Rob's. Damn it, Rob.
He's been busy.
He's always busy. And so much more. It's at CB Radio Live on Twitter and Facebook, CBRadioLive.com. And especially when it's celebrities, hashtag blame Rob. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Omega, and surprises. We'll go with that 11 p.m.-ish Eastern, as who knows when WrestleMania, the 27-hour spectacular, will end. But they'll be there to recap it.
Hogan, stop inflating the number.
Well, brother. Anyway, check it out at WTR Sunday night. They will also crown the all-time greatest WrestleMania moment. Tune in, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Mall Talk Radio Network. Monday night, Raw Post Show. 11:10 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything that goes down on probably the biggest Raw of the year this Monday night. And we'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, RackRadioshow.com. Go to YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Check out all the WWE 2K stuff that I've put up this week and more to come. So check it out. YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Omega?
I can breathe.
Follow that.
No. My God. No. If you have liked my opinion, you can hear more of it over at on Wild Talk Radio Network on WTR Sunday nights, where my co-host has left me, and oh, dear God, what have I gotten myself into now?
You'll be fine.
You say that now.
You get to enjoy all the Canadian you want for the rest of time.
So yay. When I'm not losing my mind...
You can snuggle up with Tim.
When I'm not losing my mind.
He can teach you how to cook.
No, he can't. When I'm not losing my mind, you can find me over on Twitter at TJ Omega. You can find me at Facebook at TJ Reviews. You can find everything else I get into over at YouTube, also TJ Omega. And then there's TJOmega.org, where I'm long overdue to finish that facelift that I've been mentioning for like 2 months now.
Yeah, you kind of got to get on that, dude.
It's been chaos here.
He's
trying.
Yeah, I know you've been trying. I understand the trying part. And you said, you know, losing your mind and stuff. Isn't that what happens on YouTube anyhow?
That's voluntary. That's different.
Okay, that's voluntary. Got it. All right, Lindsay, you're up.
All right, well, you can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. Don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnasylum.net, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/mbg1211, and the awesome folks over at gerwick.net. Also, don't just forget to check out our artist interview with Rob Schomburger for WrestleMania Week.
Yes, it was awesome.
It was awesome. Go support him. If you're going to WrestleMania this weekend, go check him out. He will be set up at Access outside. I think Kane's going to be there one day because he's signing outside Access as well. And a myriad of other superstars. So go say hi. Buy art. Support Rob because he is amazeballs.
Yeah.
So for Rock, for Omega, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Wild Talk Radio.com.